Three French! The floater from five. No, tapped up by Baker. Got it. The Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off. And hit it in like that. He hit the shot.
Well, good evening and welcome to LSC Johnson Arena in Morehead, Kentucky. It's where the Morehead State Eagles will play host to the Mercer Bears. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with my partner tonight, Drew Barnett. The Eagles will be out to even their early season record at 2-2 against a Mercer team coming off of a 5-point victory last week at Chicago State. MSU will also be looking to avenge a 27-point rout last year at the hands of the Bears down in Georgia. So stay tuned. We'll continue our pregame show in 2 minutes right here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Len and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Morehead State at home taking on Mercer. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Well, three games in the books now for the Eagles, Preston. A couple of them against top 25 opponents. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago when we were talking off air, I'm more encouraged by what I've seen from your team than discouraged.
Yeah, same for me, especially on the offensive end. I think we're doing some really good things. And, you know, I really liked this group's ability to, you know, really answer the challenge in a short turnaround against quality opponents of, you know, just the little things. You know, we had some careless turnovers and execution errors against Alabama. Didn't rebound it quite like we're supposed to, and didn't get to the 50-50 balls and things like that. However, you know, we got to, you know, 4 days later against a really good Purdue team, and we corrected all those mistakes. It didn't show as much on the scoreboard, but, you know, we really executed only 10 turnovers, 12 offensive rebounds, and generated a ton of really quality open looks. And so encouraged by our group's ability to do that, and we've just got to make sure that we're really challenging ourselves and, you know, increasing our toughness, our accountability, and our intensity on the defensive end. And I'm looking for us to really turn the corner with that here tonight.
Now, you mentioned that you're getting your shots offensively, but defense is where you're still developing quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, and part of that, Chuck, we're defending differently than we've done in the past 3 years. And, you know, just trying to orchestrate a defense that's going to be a little more fitting for the personnel that we have on this team, because it is very different. Although it's a very gifted offensive group, it's not going to be the same defensive, scheme that we've been able to do the past couple of years. And that's okay. And so some of that, you know, we just changed it about 3 weeks ago because we found out, hey, this isn't going to be very good moving forward the way that we're trying to defend with our switching that we've always done in the past. And so, you know, cutting down on some of that, trying to keep some more favorable matchups, getting guys busting through screens, playing to our strength, playing to our size, and, you know, being in position to contest shots and rebound is really what we're working towards right now. But you're exactly right. We all want to see us really just make a big stride in the defensive area here tonight. And a lot of that's just got to do with the intensity, with the pride, guarding the basketball, finishing possessions, and, you know, I'm excited to see how we respond to that tonight.
Mercer, tonight, what do you expect?
You know, they're playing a lot of guys. It seems, you know, the first two games that they're really trying to find their identity as to what they want to do. They played two very different games, one against Clark Atlanta where they maybe ran about 2-3 sets. They did a lot of motion, played fast, shot a lot of threes. Then Chicago State, they ran a lot more sets, kind of more like last year's team when we matched up against those guys down in Macon. But they're switching things up, you know, with their lineups and defensively how they're guarding ball screens. So, you know, it seems like that they're going to throw a lot of different things at us here tonight. So the beginning of the game is going to be really important, you know, for me and my staff just to kind of analyze and figure out how are they guarding our stuff and then what adjustments we need to make and how we want to attack it.
And that's Morehead State Coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
There's just something about home. Whether it's getting home at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting on the front porch visiting with friends and neighbors, there's no place like home. We love hometown community events and the special people who make this region home to each of us. That's the background to Hinton Mills Homegrown Feed. Hinton Mills Feed is made fresh in our meals daily and sourced with many ingredients grown by local farmers. Our feed is made with care by familiar faces, especially for you, our friends at home. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
Celebrating with you and your family this Thanksgiving season are your friends at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA Open Acres spiral sliced half hams are specially priced for only $2.99 a pound. Number one sweet potatoes are just 79 cents a pound. And two large 14-ounce cans of Ocean Spray cranberry sauce are only $4. Buy five Kraft, Heinz, Planters, or Kellogg's products and save $5 all this week at Allen's IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Welcome back to LSC Johnson Arena. Moorhead State is home tonight to take on Mercer. These two teams met last year with Mercer rolling over Moorhead State 79-52.
What are those games I'd rather forget?
Yes, that happened back on December the 17th of 2022. These two teams have played five times before, and Moorhead State is 2-3 lifetime against the Mercer Bears. Let's introduce you to these teams and their starting lineups. First of all, for Mercer, they're led by fifth-year head coach Greg Gary. The 53-year-old Gary spent several seasons at Purdue under Matt Painter before becoming the Mercer head coach. Year number five as the Bears leader, a record of 65-62. They were 14-19 last year, ending up at 6-12 in the Southern Conference. Mercer is 1-1 this year, losing to Clark Atlanta, a Division II team in their opener, then winning last week at Chicago State 66-61. The lineup for Mercer, three guards and two forwards. The first guard will be Ja Quinones, a 6'4 sophomore from Orlando, Florida. Last year averaging 5.6 points, 3.5 rebounds. He also was on the Southern Conference All-Freshman team. The second guard, Anthony Bernard. Bernard is a 5'10", 170-pound freshman from Detroit, Michigan. And in Michigan, he was an All-State player. The first forward, their best player, Jalen McCreary, who played before at South Florida and South Carolina last year. He was a third-team All-SoCon pick. 6'8", 230-pound redshirt senior from Marietta, Georgia, averaging 16 points in two games this year, averaged 15 points a game last year to go along with 5.5 rebounds. The other forward is Alex Holt. Holt is a transfer from High Point College, a 6'8 junior from Lexington, North Carolina. Last year at High Point, averaged over 3 points and 2.5 rebounds. By the way, the third guard for Mercer is Robbie Carmody. Carmody, that is, a transfer from Notre Dame, dealt with a lot of injury problems there, did not really play the last 2 years. He's a 6'4 graduate student from Mars, Pennsylvania. Morehead State is under the direction of seventh-year head coach Preston Spradlin, a record of 115-102. Morehead State off to a 1-2 start this season after falling by 30 points this past weekend at third-ranked Purdue. MSU with three guards and two forwards. The point guard to start will be Drew Felwell, the preseason all-OVC pick, a 6'3 senior from Orlando, Florida, averaging 10 points, 3.3 rebounds, and over 3 assists per game through 3 contests. Jordan Lathan is the second guard, a 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, a transfer from the University of Milwaukee, off to a good start through 3 games, averaging 10 points and 6 rebounds. The third guard from Morehead State, 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans, Louisiana, Khalil Thomas, averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds. On the front row, it's Riley Minix and Deontay Miles. Minix, a transfer from southeastern Florida, a 6'7 graduate student at 230 pounds from Vero Beach, Florida, averaging through 3 games over 18 points and more than 7 rebounds. In the post for Morehead State, Xavier transfer Deontay Miles at 7 feet even, 240 pounds, a graduate student from Walton, Kentucky. Last year at Xavier, averaging 2.7 points, 1.3 rebounds. Your officials for this ball game: Barry Mathis, Jason Deering, and Philip Cudd. Morehead State taking on Mercer, looking to avenge a loss last year to Mercer. Stay tuned. More pregame show coming up in just a moment here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at GiovannisPizzaPower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Morehead State taking on Mercer. Before we chat with my partner, Drew Barnett, or I chat with him, you have to listen to it. Let's go ahead and step aside for 10 seconds and station identification here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Drew Barnett, as we talk about this game, this is the first time Morehead State has had a chance to play a like opponent, so to speak.
Right.
They played two top 25 programs in Alabama and Purdue, then an NAIA program in Shawnee State. Now you've got Mercer, a Southern Conference team, coming in, so you're kind of more on an even playing field.
Right, and I think back in July we were pretty sure how those first three games were going to go, and you're right, this is sort of an even opponent, although the game last year wasn't so even in our favor, but it's kind of a chance to feel like you're going to have to play well to beat them, but it is a team that we are able to beat.
So, I know you had a chance to watch Mercer, a little bit of video. What are your thoughts about the Bears?
Well, Jalen McCurry, the first thing is, typical to what they normally have done over the past few years, they go deep into their bench. It's a 10-man rotation, so they don't get fatigued. They can rack up the fouls. They're typically really long and pretty good defensively. Jalen McCurry, their best player in the post, I think Morehead State's defense matches up really well. You heard Preston talk before the game about how we've changed up the defense quite a bit from the man switch that we used to play. But I think with the matchup out on the wings where we extend out and use our length, and then you have Deontay in the paint, that's a tailor-made defense for a team like Mercer. We should be able to stop them. And I hope I'm not jinxing us right now.
Well, Morehead State really had a chance in that Purdue game to make a run at the Boilermakers, Drew. I mean, in the early second half, the Eagles were within 10, but when you shoot 7 of 31 from outside the three-point arc, that's going to be about killing your chances at staying in that ballgame and having to win against a team that is awfully, awfully talented.
Right, and we don't want to understate how good Purdue is. They're outstanding, a Final Four caliber team, but one of the things that's so maddening about the game of basketball is you can do everything right, get the perfect shot, execute your offense perfectly, but if the ball doesn't go in, you still get nothing. And that was what was so frustrating about that Purdue game. It felt like we really were getting good shots against not just a good defensive team, one of the better defensive teams in the country.
Well, that was what I was speaking to Coach Preston Stradlin about as we were chatting before we did our pregame interview, is the fact that Morehead State had a lot of good looks and just missed the shots.
Yeah, they did. And they came against a team that normally doesn't give up that many good looks. But you got to feel pretty good that we were at least able to get them. The shooters are a lot better than what they shot in that game, and they should start going in. Hopefully they start going in tonight.
Morehead State will be dressed in the white home uniforms tonight with the royal blue numbers and letters and some blue on the trim and also some gold on those uniforms. As for Mercer, black uniforms with orange lettering, white numerals, and orange and white trim. MSU will go left to right on your radio dial as we open things up from Johnson Arena. Alex Holt will be in the center circle for the Bears. Morehead State will send in Deontay Miles, Xavier transfer, to do the tipping to open things up.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of good seats tonight. If you're in the neighborhood, stop on by. This should be a pretty good game.
It really should be.
And hopefully it ends up with an MSU victory.
Right. So Miles and McCreary about to jump here to get things underway.
Again, the MSU lineup, Thelwell, Lathan, Thomas, Minix, and Miles. Quinones, Bernard, McCreary, Holt, and Carmody for Mercer's Bears. And here we go. Opening tap, controlled by Morehead State, Drew Thelwell. Across the line, met by Quinones. He'll head toward the right arc, stop high right, whips it out front to Minix to his left inside the left hash, and Thomas out to Thelwell. Thelwell driving the right side, lost the handle, stolen by Quinones, coming the other way down the left sideline. Gets it back to McCreary, lays it up with the left hand, missed the shot, but drew the foul.
Not really the start you want, just a turnover against what's pretty close to a straight man defense. They don't really do anything overly fancy defense.
Kind of a sagging man.
Yeah, it's a sagging man, is what I would call it.
First foul of the ball game belongs to Moorhead's Khalil Thomas. Standing line left for two is Jalen McCreary, 65% at the line last year. First one up and in. 1-0 in favor of Mercer. The Moorhead State starts with a turnover and a foul. McCreary, the big lefty at the line, 6'8", 230 pounds. Slips up the second free throw, got that one as well. 2-0 Mercer, some backcourt pressure. Quinones on Thelwell. Drew between the legs dribble, gets to the logo and across on Quinones. Skips it off inside the left hash, Lathan, and curls off the screen to his right, comes free throw line. Bounce high right, Thelwell. He'll curl off the screen from Minix out front. Toward the left elbow and Minix, 13 to shoot. High left, Lathan. Lathan on the drive, free throw line. Got to the paint, the floater, it's in.
Nice job by Lathan there to just drive it back down the defense, get the easy two.
2-2 the score as Mercer clears the line. Bernard, right hash, McCreary. To his left and up top, Holt to the near side, Carmody. And a whistle and a foul away from the play. And this is going to go, I guess, Deontay Miles. First on him, second on MSU on the floor. So a right baseline inbound from Mercer with a new 20 on the shot clock. Quinones to put it in play. Over Minix for trying to. Baseline left, McCreary on Miles. Inside the lane, Holt to the goal. Blocked by Minix as he tried the stuff. Rebound off the hardwood. Deontay Miles, midcourt, Thelwell. Left angle drive, Minix to the hole. Drive left, missed everything. Carmody the rebound inside the paint. Midcourt, right side, he feeds it off to Bernard. Bernard comes up top, wide left to Carmody, left of the lane, Holt. On Minix, they bump. A lot of contact in there. Holt goes around, strips it up and in.
Yeah, good defense by Minix. He was right on him, just couldn't stop the shot.
Very physical defense.
Right.
4-2 in favor of Mercer as Moorhead State comes offensive end right. Here's Thelwell on the drive to the baseline, flips it up, and it sticks between the goal and the glass as he's knocked down and fouled. And that foul is going to go on McCreary, so, his first, the first on Mercer.
So the foul before the shot, that's not going to be a shot clock or a jump ball. It normally would be had it not been a foul. So
Thelwell is lying right to shoot two. Drew on the year at the free throw line, 5 of 8. Two opportunities right here. He can tie the game. First one up and in. Moorhead State within a point, down 4-3. Drew Thelwell is such an impressive player, impressive leader of this team.
Yeah, and all-conference player.
Absolutely.
And we're going to get a... He hit it, but we would have had a lane violation and he missed it. So Mercer in the lane a little early.
4-4 the score. Mercer on offense. Right to left down the middle is Bernard on Thelwell. Moorhead man-to-man. Here's a pass tipped by Miles out to the line toward the near sideline. Picked off by Bernard, though. Right elbow, Holt. Holt on Minix. Comes free throw line now toward the left elbow. Pin the shoot. Hands it off to Carmody. He can't find a shot to the right half. Across to Bernard. 6-2 down the sideline. Coming baseline to the hole. Drives right around Minix and Miles and scores the layup.
Right. Moorhead State in straight man-to-man defense, and they've been able to draw Miles out onto the perimeter, which has opened the lane up, and they've driven the lane twice to score.
6-4, Bears. Thomas now traveled with the basketball as he tried to get the pass to Thelwell, shuffled his feet and turned it over. Morehead State's second turnover of the ball game. Miles out. Eddie Ricks comes in for MSU, the OVC's freshman of the week. 6'7", 205-pound forward from Clarksville, Tennessee, averaging 10 points and over 6 rebounds thus far. Left side, McCreary controlling on Minnick. Up top, Holt around the right, inside the hash to Quinones. Toward the right corner. With the basketball, McCreary trying to back down Minnick to his left, turns, hooks with the left hand, and scores it.
And it's the same pattern every offensive possession, Chuck. They're trying to draw Morehead State's big man out of the straight man and then just drive the lane.
8-4, Mercer. Thelwell guarded by Quinones. He got a screen. Thelwell toward the left wing. Cross court near side, Lathan with 16 on the shot clock. Bounce right block extended. Minnick on Quinones. He'll play it down, come to the paint, turn to his right, put up the short shot, missed everything but drew a foul.
Kind of forced that one up. He was double teamed. He did draw the foul, though.
And this foul will go on McCreary, and that's big because that's Jalen McCreary's second. He's their best player. Second on Mercer.
And these are two big free throws. Minnick's a pretty good free throw shooter.
Mercer about to make a lineup change. Minnick's line right. 8 of 8 this year at the line, now making 9 of 9.
Yeah.
His first point.
That's a pretty good percentage. My Xavier math tells me that's 100%.
Jake Davis, a 6'6 freshman from McCordsville, Indiana, comes in for McCreary for Mercer. Minnick's with a second free throw. Pops it on the way and drills it home. He's now 10 for 10 this season. Morehead State defends down 8-6 as Bernard jogs it across with a left-hand dribble. Through the logo, left side coming to the arc is Quinones. Around the right straight away, Carmody to Davis. Down low, Quinones. Trapped by Minnick, up and under he goes. Off the glass, off the rim, missed the shot. Minnick had the rebound, knocked down, ball out of bounds. And who gets it? Morehead State, it looks like.
Minnick's really battling for that rebound. Didn't get it, but Morehead State gets it out of bounds.
Some backcourt pressure by Quinones from Mercer. Inbound from Ricks to Thelwell. Thelwell, right-hand dribble through the logo across the line. Turning to his right, heads down the right arc. Feeds it to Minnick's high left, has the screen, shoots the three, swish. And it's 9-8, Morehead State. I believe that's the first time MSU has led.
Right, it is.
5 points now for Minnick's. Bears in the offensive end. Davis toward the right elbow and Holt on Minnick. One bounce coming around left to right. Quinones driving on Lathan. Down low to Holt off his hand. Throws it to the corner. And out of bounds it goes. And they'll give it to Morehead State. We have a media timeout. 15:56 to go in the first half at LST Johnson Arena. Morehead State 9, Mercer 8. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Morehead State on top over Mercer 9-8. We played just over 4 minutes into this game. MSU from the field 2 of 3. As for Mercer, 3 of 6 rebounding. Morehead State and Mercer even in that category at 2-2. And when we look at turnovers, I prefer a cherry turnover as opposed to an apple, but that's beside the point. Morehead State with 2-1 for Mercer.
Yeah, and Riley Minix with the last 5 points for Morehead State. He got the 2 free throws after he drew the foul and then hit the 3 from the top of the key to give Morehead State the lead. Interesting defense by Morehead. More of a straight man. We haven't seen that really all season this year, but in a while, haven't we? It's, you know, been more of a man switch or a matchup. So interesting way to start the game a little bit. I don't know if we were trying to catch Mercer off guard or what.
A couple of changes for Mercer. They've sent in Jalen Cobb, a Fordham transfer, a 6'1 graduate student. And also in the ball game for the Bears will be Amanze Ngumezi, a 6'9 graduate student, a transfer from Jacksonville State. Morehead State has Minix, Thelwell, Ricks, Lathan, and now Zach Iemi on the floor, 6'9 graduate student. Morehead State with the ball out front. Lathan controls. Left sideline, Ricks, 16 to shoot. High right to Lathan, and I think we've got an offensive foul on Eddie Ricks.
Was it Ricks or a...
Okay. Nope, it's Iemi.
Yeah, Iemi. It was an illegal screen.
Third Morehead foul, first on Iemi. Menard across the line against the man-to-man. And Gumezi, high left, controls now to the right side. Davis curling out front. He's open from 19. Fires a jumper. Missed it. Lathan high in the air. Grabs a one-hand rebound and comes across the hardwood into the offensive end. Inside the left half, Ricks. He'll spin out front to his right. High right, Thelwell. Bounce right. Outside the lane, Minix. Minix guarded by Davis. Comes baseline. They double on Riley. Kick out high right, Thelwell. 13 to shoot. Straight away to his left. And Lathan lost the handle on it. Picks it up at the left sideline on Carmody. Drives the angle to the lane. Got to the hole with a scoop and a miss. No, it goes in. How about that? I thought he'd missed the shot, but it did go in.
Yeah, not exactly how they drew it up. Just had to sort of force it up because the shot clock was running out, but it went in.
Lathan with 4. Morehead State leads 11-8. Menard at the left arc. Gets inside it, but cut off there by Thelwell. Bounce out front to his right and Cobb. Cobb on Lathan to the right side toward the hash and Ngumezi. Ngumezi looking for Carmody. Goes to him toward the right corner. Trying to get around his man. Ricks does so, but the ball back tapped by Ricks off the leg of Carmody. Now bounce to Morehead State. Turnover, Mercer.
Yeah, we talked about the defense coming out of the timeout. Morehead State switching it up back into that matchup.
Morehead State sending in Trent Scott for Thelwell, 6'4 sophomore from Tampa, Florida. In for Mercer will be Michael Zanoni, a 6'5 sophomore from Charlotte, a returnee who averaged 6 points a game last year. Scott across the line to Minix between the circles. Right arc coming back, Lathan. High left to Minix. Minix driving in. Kicks it back out straight away to Lathan. Lathan fires it off to the far sideline. Scott, 14 to shoot. Up top by Iemi. Back behind him, left to right. Scott for the basketball. Scott on the drive. Lost the dribble. Stolen by Zanoni and Mercy. And Mercer, that is. To Bernard. Trying to get around Scott to the baseline, but he cuts him off. Right hash. Davis skips it to the near side. Cobb sets his feet. 3 ball. It's in.
Really nice looking shot there by Cobb. Quick release, and he drained it to tie the game at 11.
13:54 to go in the half. Scott in the backcourt. Up on Bernard. Through the logo and down the middle. Across the midcourt stripe. Knocked away again by Bernard, who has quick hands. Scott, high right, Minix. He'll play it down on Davis. He'll take it to his right, to his left, to the lane. Down low and right by Zach Iemi. Another turnover for Morehead State.
Yeah,
that's number 4.
Yeah, 4th turnover of the game. Getting a little sloppy. Most of those being created when Morehead State trying to drive on the defense and not having a whole lot of success.
Miles back in for Morehead State, joining Ricks, Scott, Thomas, and Lathan. So check that. Jerome Morton is in now for Lathan. Morton, the GRC product. In for Mercer, Caleb Hunter, 5'10 junior, a transfer from Mississippi Valley State. He's got the ball coming across the line on Scott Morehead man-to-man. Left wing, Ngumezi. Back out front to his right. Davis on Ricks. Right side line, Zanoni. Ngumezi. Curling, left to right for the handoff. Cobb, free throw line. Ngumezi gets around Miles and lays it up with a left hand and in. 13-11 Mercer. 13:05 to go in the half. Scott chased by Hunter in the backside. Left of the logo to the offensive end of the hash. He'll leave it there to Thomas. To his right, now front, between the circles, Ricks. High left, Miles. Far sideline, Scott. Scott looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Toward the left corner, Ricks down low to Miles. Another Morehead State turnover. He threw it away. Number five for MSU. And really, the defense has been good for Mercer, but not quite that good.
Yeah, it hasn't been that good. And Morehead State just can't seem to figure it out. It's...
Hunter off the screen from Ngumezi, up top back to Ngumezi, high left up the arc for Davis, runs to the right side for it, knocked away out of bounds off of Hunter by Scott. Morehead State basketball forcing the Mercer turnover. Mercer now with two turnovers. Inbounding far side backcourt, Ricks to Scott on Hunter up the floor. Down the far sideline comes Trent. Leaves it at the left hash on the hop. Thomas out to Ricks up top. Left wing, Miles down low, cutting for the layup and scoring. Jerome Morton.
And that was a really nice play by Morehead State. They to draw the defense out and open up the lane. It's just a great pass on the backcourt.
Morton's first two ties the ball game up at 13-all.
Yeah, another illegal screen.
An illegal screen against Mercer. Estelwell about to check in for MSU. And that foul will go on Jake Davis of Mercer. Team three on Mercer.
Yeah, thought about that one, Chuck. He really didn't need to move. He just did. And he stayed still. He would have set a perfectly good screen.
Minix back in along with Thelwell. Minix inbounds, far side backcourt. Thelwell. Thelwell across the line on Hunter. They're man-to-man. Left elbow coming back. Ricks cross-court right side. Thelwell straight away off the screen. Thomas for three. In and out, no. Line for the rebound, and Ngumezi from Mercer to Hunter toward the left sideline. He'll clear the line and back it up to Ngumezi. Right hash on the hop. Off of Cobb. Knocked away. Miles had it. Knocked away from him on the pass. Minix comes up with it. Down the floor, Thelwell. Near corner, left-handed three by Morton. Back of the rim, no whistle. And a stoppage in play and a foul on the rebound.
Looks like we're going to have an over-the-back foul on Morehead State as we head to the media timeout.
And that foul on Khalil Thomas, his second. Morehead State now with four in the ball game. Takes us to immediate timeout. 11:36 to go in the first half here at Johnson Arena. Morehead State at home. Tied with Mercer, 13-all on the Eagles Sports Network.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hardee's newest handcrafted recipe, candied bacon, coated with caramelized brown sugar and a hint of pepper. Try it on a made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit with egg and cheese, or with charbroiled Angus beef on a signature Frisco burger, or as its own salty sweet snack pack. Any time of day, candied bacon brings savory sweetness to all your favorite things. At Hardee's, goodness in the making. For a limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
Attention veterans, we would like to take the time to say a big thank you for your service. If you're a Medicare beneficiary, contact us at the Porter Group Insurance at 606-780-1387 to discover the benefits of a veteran's Medicare health insurance plan. We are your local Medicare Resource Center. Again, that's 606-780-1387 for more information.
Morehead State at home, tied with Mercer at 13-all. The defenses so far have been very, very active.
Right.
A lot of turnovers thus far for both these teams. Morehead State with six already, five for Mercer.
Right. And it's kind of disappointing because they haven't had any issues with turnovers in their first three games, not like they have tonight.
Morehead State came in averaging 12 per game, which is a decent number.
Yeah. I mean, you would like to see it a little better than that, or not quite as many, but it's not a horrible number. Already six, just 8 minutes in.
Morehead State has Minnick, Miles, Lathan, Stelwell, Morton on the floor. Hunter will go 94 feet right to left up on Jerome Morton. He'll come toward the left hash. Morton right there with him. He'll turn right, come top of the key, driving on Morton to the lane. Got to the hole and scores the layup.
And again, Mercer again drawing out Miles away from the out onto the perimeter and opening up the lane and then driving into the layup.
15-13 in favor of Mercer. Miles, or check that, Minix. High left to Miles to his right between the circles. High right, Thelwell to Morton coming around wide left. Back to Thelwell, 12 to shoot. Drew bounce toward the right sideline. Minix, he'll play it down, drive the angle. Six to shoot, gets underneath. Up and under he goes between two defenders. Puts up a shot, blocked away. Whistle, he's fouled. He'll get two free throws.
So Minix has had some luck driving the basket, trying to create shots, but he's really having to work for them. Whenever he's tried to do that, they've doubled down on it.
Trying to see who picked up that foul from Mercer. It is the fourth team foul on the Bears. They'll give it to Ngumezi, his first personal. Line right, Minix trying to get Morehead State tied up in the ballgame. First free throw puts him a point away from doing that. Riley now with six markers in the contest as Miles got some instruction from head coach Preston Spradlin. Now comes down toward the lane to line up on the right side of it. Minix eyes, second free throw, and we're not at 15-all as Riley sinks it. He's got 7 points to lead MSU.
Full court pressure here from Morehead State.
David Thomas, the 6'2 freshman, inbounds. He just came in for Mercer. Got it to Quinones. Up on Minix. He'll drive left of the lane. Got to the hole. Shot blocked by Miles. Comes right back to Quinones. Taken out of his hands by Morton. Morehead State, 2-on-3 now. Morton lost the dribble. Quinones has it. Down the floor, wide open. Thomas for the scoop and score.
And really good defense out of the half-court set. Then they just turned it over, bringing it up the floor, which created a wide-open layup for Mercer.
17-15, Mercer leads. MSU returns to the offensive end to our right. Stelwell toward the left hash. Curls off a screen from Miles. He'll drive, take it to the hole, off the window and in with the right hand. Drew Stelwell ties it up. He's got 4 points. We're at 17-all. Left of the logo, Hunter. Coming out for Thomas. Thomas toward the right sideline on Thelwell. Straight away in Gumezi. And Gumezi spinning looking. Now he'll step into a three and knock it down. Didn't really want to shoot it. Was forced to do it. Made it. He's got 5. 20-17 Mercer. Thelwell down the middle on Hunter. Runs toward the far hash. Bounce out front to his right to Lathan. He'll spin around the screen and come to his right. Cross court toward the left side. Thelwell catch and shoot. Three, yes!
Good looking shot by Drew Thelwell. We're not at 20.
7 points for Drew, and we're not at again. It's 20 all. 9:28 to go in the first half. Hunter just inside the timeline at the emblem. Bounce right hash coming back. Zanoni. Zanoni on Minnick to his left, head of the key. And Gumezi, high right, coming out. Thomas. Thomas on Thelwell, can't get in there. Toward the near side, Quinones. 8 to shoot. He'll drive the angle to Ngumezi, near side. He'll catch, shoot the three, miss it. Baseline right rebound, Riley Minix in Morehead State. Minix down the middle with a left-hand dribble. Clears the midcourt stripe. Bounce far sideline, Morton. He'll spin to his right, come to the near side, Thelwell. Step left and out to Lathan. Lathan up top. Goes towards left of the lane. On the hop, Minix to the right corner, Morton, catch and shoot three, off the iron, no, baseline left, though, Minix offensive rebound, he'll try to get back to the goal.
Oh, what a
dish
pass!
It out to Miles, and he slams it down!
That was two really good passes on that possession, and a good rebound by Minix. One to find the three in the corner, and then that one in the lane.
Deontay Miles, with his first 2 points, gives Morehead State a 22-20 advantage. Hunter the other way, checked by Morton, high left, Zanoni on Minix. Morehead man-to-man. Right hash, Hunter. Hunter driving on Morton, got to the baseline, sends it back out. And Gumezi, high right on Miles, it all scoops it up, missed everything, air ball to Minix. Down the floor, left sideline, tracked down in the corner by Morton, who saves it. Along the wing, Thelwell, at the block, off of Miles, and picked off by Thomas after the Morehead turnover. To Hunter. Hunter whips it, left corner, Zanoni. Catch, shoot, three, in and out, no. Rebound tapped in the lane, Lathan. Morehead State may have the numbers. Lathan, though, will take it coast to coast all the way down with a scoop. And he hit the shot, but he walked with it.
Yeah.
And Morehead State with yet another turnover.
And he just sort of lost control of it as he was going up trying to beat the defense down the floor.
7:49 to go in the first half. Morehead State 22, Mercer 20. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead just off I-64 exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
Congratulations. If you're receiving this message, you are incredibly lucky. For the McRib has decided to grace your McDonald's with its presence once again. Because everyone deserves to experience one before it's gone. But don't brag too much. A lot of the other places aren't as lucky. The McRib is back.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Well, Morehead State, despite eight turnovers here in the first half, it has 7:49 left in it, leads Mercer 22-20. And, Drew, you pointed something out about Mercer attacking the goal and Deontay Miles on defense for Morehead State.
Yeah, well, when Morehead State's in the straight man, what Mercer has wanted to do every time is pull him out. So the man that he's guarding comes out to the three-point line. Miles goes with him. It opens up the lane. They drive the lane and score. I feel like they've done that four or five times, and it's worked every time they've tried it. When Miles stays put underneath, he's a lot more effective.
Morehead State sending out Scott. Now for the first time tonight, George Marshall, the 6'3" sophomore from Jackson, Mississippi. And let's see, Ricks, Lathan, and Minnick. Carmody back in there for Mercer, Bernard, Zanoni, Quinones, and Holt. Carmody to inbound against full court Morehead State pressure to go right to left 94 feet. Notre Dame transfer looking. Having trouble finding anyone. To Quinones off his hands. Still tapped it ahead to Bernard. Two on two they come down the floor. Actually three on three as Bernard slows it down outside the right half. Driving on Marshall. Curls around the Holt pick up top. Works between the circles. Picks up the dribble. High right to Quinones. Toward the right elbow Holt. Morehead still man to man. Bernard takes the handoff, running left to right to the far side, back out Quinones, six to shoot. Quinones on Marshall, looking, far side Bernard, takes his man in the air, shoots up a three, barely draws glass. Minnick's pulled it down into the shot clock violation against Mercer.
And really, the defensive intensity by Morehead State was outstanding on that possession.
Inbound Ricks against no pressure to go the distance to Scott. Trent to the right sideline, comes up on Bernard now as he meets him at the half. Trent runs toward the left hash and back to his right up top. He'll take it to the right block to the baseline with a scoop and score!
Yeah, just spread the floor, drive the basket, scoop and score.
Trent Scott's first two. Morehead State 24-20. Overmurts the biggest lead in the ball game for MSU. Bernard working on Scott at the logo. Left wing, Carmody. He'll turn right, get around late into the block to the baseline. He feeds up a one-hand shot underneath, missed it, but is able to draw a foul. He'll get two free throws. I think that's Minnick. Riley Minnick with his first. 15 foul on the Eagles, sending Carmody line left for two. Carmody, this season, 9 of 13 at the line, 69%. Now making 10 of 14 as he sinks the first for his first point of the evening.
Close all throughout. I think the whole game's been played in an 8-point window. No team managing a lead larger than four.
Carmody with his team down by three. Couple of bounces right there. Squats, looks, free throw up in. Ricks inbounds to Scott. Pressure by Bernard. He'll come up about four-fifths of the way. Scott leaves it, far hash. Marshall, a bounce back out to Ricks between the circles. Bounce towards the left elbow, Minix. Behind him, Lathan coming around for a three. Missed everything, air ball.
Yeah. Good shot selection, but not the best shot.
Marshall out, Drew Thelwell back in for MSU. The lead at two for Morehead State as the Eagles defend, and Jerome Morton in for MSU as well. Lathan will lead. Morehead State will go with full court pressure as Quinones to inbound. They nearly got a steal out of it the last time.
Yeah, they did.
Quinones looks for Carmody. Instead, far corner, backcourt, Bernard. Bernard up on Thelwell, who gives ground and gives him about 10 feet. Bernard outside the right hash, leaves it there, coming up the sideline toward Zanoni. Back to Bernard right at the far hash.
He's really spreading the floor.
He'll drive the angle, got to the block, to the baseline, puts it up with one hand over Thelwell off the glass and in. Anthony Bernard ties it up to 24 all for Mercer. He's got 4 points. Scott the other way, left of the emblem. Works on Quinones, their man-to-man. He'll drive, take it to the right corner, wide open. Ricks, the three, got it!
Good-looking shot. And again, there, just a drive and dish. Ricks wide open and nailed it from the baseline.
3-point Morehead State leads after the triple by Ricks, his first points. 27-24, the tally on the scoreboard. 5:36 to go, first half. Left arc, Quinones on Scott. Up top, coming out, Holt to the far sideline, Carmody. Mort swiping at the ball, can't get it. Curling left, Carmody, then Holt. Taken out of his hands on the steal by Morton.
Yeah.
What a steal by Jerome.
Good defensive play by Jerome.
Left sideline offensive end. Scott works the dribble. Trent working toward the far elbow. Left sideline. Scott, baseline. To Minix. High right. Open. Thelwell for three. Yes!
And great
Thelwell
shot by
10.
Yeah, great shot by Thelwell. But when they've collapsed on Minix, he's been finding the open shooters.
30-24 in favor of Morehead State. Bernard inside the line. Right to left to the near side for Carmody. Knocked down. Looked like a bit of a dive. They're going to call a foul on Jerome Morton.
It wasn't a foul when there was the contact, but there was when he hit the floor.
Six fouls on Morehead State.
Yeah, Carmody might need to come out here. His nose might be bleeding.
Foul on Morton. His first.
And Preston Spradling really upset about something. And I thought it was a foul shot. I just didn't like the delayed whistle.
Okay.
But
they're going to review that.
And they're going to look to see if this was a flagrant, I suppose.
Yeah, and I don't think it was that.
It wasn't a flagrant. Yeah.
You know, you can debate whether it was a foul or not, and I think you believe it is, and I'll agree with you now, but 4:50 to go in the half, and they'll go over to the monitor to see if it was a flagrant foul against Morton, which I'm not going to buy.
Right.
And here, Morehead State will take a couple of days off before going to Penn State for a Friday night game at 8 p.m. Actually, 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Then on Bellarmine Monday night in Louisville.
Yeah, Freedom Hall in Louisville. So a couple of big ones coming up.
And that should be a physical, tough defensive struggle.
Yes. Penn State, another team that's had quite a bit of a roster overhaul. A lot of question marks about them. A Big Ten team, but not quite on the caliber of the last one we played.
No, Purdue, as we talked about. A real contender for this year's national championship in most experts' eyes.
Yeah.
Now the officials as a group huddling up and discussing things. Still waiting for an explanation regarding that guy. So I guess they ruled that as a common foul.
So, in other words, a foul, not a flagrant foul.
A regular old foul.
Yeah. And the stop at Morehead State really had the momentum there. And like Mercer was sort of off balance. He kind of, if anything, hate that the timeout gave them a chance to regroup and maybe adjust. Mercer not in the bonus, so they'll just inbound from the baseline.
20 to shoot, near side. Inbounding, Bernard. To Cobb. To Angumezzi, high right. To Bernard, back to the logo, and Cobb with 12 on the shot clock. Checked by Thelwell. Got it to the cutting Carmody. The hole blocked from behind by Ricks, and then some contact with a foul on Morehead State. The shot was cleanly blocked, but somebody got him with the body, and that was Eddie Ricks. His first, number 7 on Morehead State. So with 4:36 to go until halftime, Mercer is in the bonus, and this will be a two-shot foul for Robbie Carmody, the 6'4 graduate student from Mercer. Carmody line left, first one on the way and in. Well, I understand this guy was very highly recruited as a high school player.
Yeah.
But dealt with a lot of injuries at Notre Dame. Here's his next free throw. Up, and he missed it. Left block rebound. Ricks high in the air, pulls it down for Morehead. MSU by 5, heads down the floor. Trent Scott with the basketball across the line on Bernard. Right side coming out for it, Ricks. Ricks looking for a screen. Curls out front, and he took a bump from Jake Davis, who tried to get in between the man throwing the pick, Miles, and also the guy with the ball, and he picks up a foul for his trouble. Second on Davis, fifth on Mercer.
Yeah, he fought through that screen the way a running back fights through the defensive line.
Thelwell with 20 on the shot clock, inbounding right sideline front court for MSU. 30-25, Morehead State leads Mercer, 4:25 to go until halftime. Thelwell gets the ball, Cobb in his face. Outside the near hash, Scott. Scott, left side, toward the hash. Thelwell dropped it, picked it up, and got it back. Now he works the dribble off a pick by Miles. Now he steps left, shoots a three, left it short off the rim. Inside the paint, the rebound, Bernard for Mercer. He'll fly down the floor, left sideline, into Scott at the near wing. Now will come baseline, clear it out, and Gumezzi wide open, driving on Miles to the lane. Lost the handle, Miles with a bump and a foul.
That's a pretty weak foul.
Second on Deontay Miles. Eighth on Morehead State, and Gumezzi will shoot 1+1 line left. McCreary finally back in there for Mercer. He'd been sitting with two fouls. Morehead State makes a change as Lathan comes in for Scott. And Gumezzi, with his team down by 5, one in the bonus. Steps into the first one, missed it. Rebound inside the lane. Taken by Ricks, took it actually to Miles. Now skips it toward the near sideline to Lathan, who saves it in and got it back to Thelwell. Drew across the timeline, between the circles to Minix. Bounce baseline to Ricks, knocked away out of bounds. MSU will keep it with 17 to shoot. 3:49 to go in the half, and a timeout on the floor. Your score with 3:49 to go until halftime. Morehead State 30, Mercer 25. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
State leads Mercer 30-25 late in the first half with 3:49 to go at Johnson Arena. Numbers, Mercer shooting 50% at 9 of 18, 2 of 4 outside the arc, 5 of 7 at the line. Morehead State, 10 of 16 from the field, that's 62.5%, 4 of 9 from 3-point land, 6 of 6 at the line, rebounding 10-7 MSU. Turnovers, though, to Morehead, 10-8, that's not a category you want to lead in.
Right, and I think Morehead's turnovers have kept Mercer in it. Morehead's shooting very well from the floor, as you pointed out, 4 of 9 from beyond the arc for 44%. That's a great percentage from 3-point land. And you kind of get the sense this is a big possession here. I don't know why, but to go up by either 7 or 8, you're going to feel like that we're in control of the game.
17 to shoot. Lathan inbound from the left corner toward the far sideline. Ricks out to the hash. Thelwell. He'll turn right off the pick by Miles. Drive it to the paint. Took it to the right block. Scoop. Yes, off the window.
Just a great individual effort there by Drew Thelwell to drive the basket and get the bucket.
12 for Drew. Morehead State leads by 7 again. McCreary at the left wing now. Carmody knocked down as he was going through the lane. Another foul, Morehead State, number 9. And this one's on Eddie Ricks, his second.
And again, the defense is physical. It's the straight man. They're trying to fight through the screens and just getting whistled all over the place.
Carmody will have 1 plus 1. Mercer with 3:28 to go. If they can force another Morehead State foul, we'll be in the double bonus. Carmody at the line, all of his points, 3 of them on 4 opportunities from the charity stripe. First free throw up, off the iron twice, a miss, a rebound left block, Lathan for MSU.
So Mercer getting into the line, but not taking advantage again.
Lathan through the middle, across the timeline, angles to the left hash. Coming out right to left, up top, Thelwell. Drew high right, turns left, comes free throw line. Puts it down on Bernard, clears it out to Minix. Minix driving on Cobb, fires it to the far side, right by Ricks. It was tapped by McCreary and out of bounds. Morehead State will keep it as Morton comes in for Ricks for MSU.
It was tapped. I didn't see the tap, Chuck. I just thought it was a really bad pass, but Morehead State will keep it.
Hunter in for Mercer. Morton in for Morehead State for Ricks. Inbounding, Lathan from the far hash, 10 to shoot, Thelwell controls. 8 to shoot, through, off the screen from Miles. Looks down low to Miles and threw it away. Miles went one way, the ball the other.
Yeah.
And with 3 on the shot clock, Morehead State turns it over for the 11th time in the half.
Yeah, and again, another turnover, another miscommunication, not really a forced turnover.
32-25 MSU, 3 minutes to go until halftime. Cobb inbounds to Hunter. He'll come all the way up from three-quarter court on Jerome Morton. Through the middle, across the timeline, and the logo. Behind the back dribble, gets high right. Still dribbling and working on Morton. Far sideline, McCreary on Miles. Angle left, he drives, puts it up a shot. Blocked by Miles, taken off by Minix. Morehead with it. Minix through traffic the other way, going coast to coast, the right block to the baseline. Feeds it to Miles, near side of the lane from 10. Air ball. Barely graves the net. Cobb took it down from Mercer. High left of McCreary. On Minix, hand check there, back out to Hunter. Hunter almost lost the dribble, driving left block, spins it, free throw line, McCreary knocked away, ball loose, out of bounds near sideline, to Morehead State, last touch by Cobb, forcing that with a deflection to Stelwell. Yeah.
And again, more good defense from Morehead State, 32-25, another big possession to try and widen this lead a little bit.
McCreary back out, Quinones in for Mercer, Minix inbounds, backcourt on the hop to Thelwell, he'll be chased all the way up by Hunter. They bump, no call. Minix has it between the circles. High right, Lathan. Cross court, Minix. Left angle drive. Dump inside to Miles. Couldn't hang on to it. Morehead turns it over. Quinones with it. He'll take it coast to coast to the free throw line. Behind him, straight away. Carmody for 3. Scoops out, no. Floor rebound, baseline left. Minix for MSU. Skips it ahead, left sideline. Thelwell gets it across the midcourt strike. Backs it up to Minix. Riley on the drive, contact, and they're going to call a charge on Riley Minix, his second, Morehead State's 10th.
And that's a big one for him to get his second foul. And that is the 13th turnover of the ballgame for Morehead State. You mentioned earlier, Chuck, only averaging 12 a game on the season. We're already at 13 with 1.5.
Eddie Ricks in, Minix out. Iemi in for Morehead State. Miles will also lead. Morehead State by 7, 1:51 to go. This has been a physical ball game.
Yeah, it has.
Morton will chase Hunter from three-quarter court all the way up man-to-man. That's what MSU is in at the other end, too. Hunter through the emblem. Morton fronts him. Bounce right half coming back to Quinones. Straight away, Ayemi fakes, looks, left side, Carmody. Carmody on Rich, right to left out top for it. Thomas, Thomas moves in free throw line. High right, Ayemi, you check that. Ngumezi, and he drains a three. Ngumezi now with eight. And now I think we've got a technical call against.
I didn't see what happened, but mostly. Yeah, it appears that there's a.
I think it's on Ngumezi.
Yeah, I believe so. I didn't see what he had. I don't know if he said something or taunted or what, but. Yeah.
Ngumezi has his second foul.
Yeah, my sources here tell me that it was he was chatting.
And they'll send Thelwell to the free throw line. Made the first shot, will shoot another one. He's got 13 points to lead MSU in all scores in this ballgame. Thelwell's next one, nothing but net. 14 for him.
And. That was pivotal. Like, Mercer had just cut it to four. You're starting to get the momentum going your way. And then not even a second later, it's back up to six, and Morehead has the ball.
With 1:24 to go in the half. That foul, by the way, from Mercer, team six.
Yeah. So.
It's okay to make the shot. Just don't talk about it.
Right.
Ricks will inbound to go 94 left to right. Drops it into Thelwell. Drew comes up on Hunter toward the near sideline and across the timeline. He'll turn left, off the pick by Ayemi. Thelwell working the dribble out front, picks it up high right to Wick. 18 to shoot now. Another whistle.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Ayemi got tangled up with Quinones away from the ball.
Right. There's been a fair number of fouls away from the ball in this game.
So that foul's on Quinones, his first, number seven on Mercer. So Morehead State now finally in the bonus with 1:11 to go until halftime.
And two big free throws here for Ayemi.
Who's 5 of 12 at the line this season. Has yet to score tonight.
And it'll be a 1-1.
Ayemi pounds it down. Big guy looks up.
And we
free throw up. It'll rattle out no good. We had a lane violation.
Yeah. So Morehead State in the lane early. Ayemi has a slow sort of motion and release. I guess his own teammates weren't really used to it yet, so.
Morehead State picks him up man-to-man, all over the floor on the press. Carmody trying to find Quinones, does so deep, far corner. Back to Carmody at the baseline, left sideline, Hunter still backcourt. Hunter across the timeline, left of the emblem on Morton. A minute to go in the half. Hunter left of the logo, standing dribble there. Dancing to his left, trying to get in there on Ayemi. Goes to the block, double team, spins, fires, misses, rebound. Ayemi for Morehead State.
Nice rebound by Ayemi.
In traffic. Got it off to Thelwell. Drew to the offensive end. 43 seconds to go until halftime. Now at the other end, Morton knocked down as he took a pass and fouled. I think this might be on Thomas. David Thomas was number one. And that is number eight on Mercer. Morton will be lying right for 1+1 as Trent Scott comes in for MSU for Jordan Latham.
Again, sort of a pivotal 1-1 here to try to open the lead just before the half.
As for Morton, a field goal, 2 points, 4 or 5 this season at the line thus far. Has not shot a free throw this evening as of yet. And the lefty stands in for the first one, puts it up and good. Morehead State's lead returns to 7. That's the biggest margin that Morehead State has led by tonight. 41.1 seconds to go in the half. Morton with another free throw. Spins the ball in his palms. Bounce a couple of times. Free throw up and good.
Tell you, it looks great when it goes through the net.
36-28, Morehead State with the lead and pressing. Into Quinones, it comes back to Carmody, to Hunter. Hunter one-on-one with Morton coming down the middle across the timeline. MSU man-to-man. Kickoff left arc. Carmody drives in. Pass batted, but right to Holt, who scores the layup.
Good defense to get the deflection. It was just deflected right to a Mercer player. Sort of bad luck there. Shot clock off here, Chuck. Morehead can take the last shot.
Holt with 4 points. Right of the emblem, offensive end, Scott toward the near hash. Dogged by Thomas. comes off the pick by Iemi. Skips it out front, right to left for Delwell. 6 seconds to go in the half. Cross court, left corner. Trent Scott drives, reverse layup, got it! As he split two defenders. And Trent Scott ends the half with his third and fourth points, and Morehead State will have the lead at the break. Your score at halftime at LST Johnson Arena. Morehead State 38, Mercer 30. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett, coming back with our halftime report in just a moment here on the Eagle Sports Network.
In a world without Mountain Dew, life would be pretty dull. So grab yourself a Mountain Dew and get that incomparable blast of neon citrus flavor. Hey, if you're not having an outrageously good time, you're not drinking Dew. Do the Dew.
Welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious.
Transport yourself to an alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Zero sugar. All Dew.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
It's halftime at Johnson Arena. Morehead State leads Mercer 38-30 in a physical ball game. And your thoughts, Drew Barnett?
Well, yeah, it's been physical. It's been frenetic. And both teams have kind of turned it over a little more than what we've seen throughout the year. Morehead State with 13 in the first half after only averaging 12 a game for the season coming into this. But yet, despite that, still up 8. So if they can get the turnovers back under control, they really should be able to open it up in the second half.
Let's look at the scoring in the first half. First of all, from Mercer, off the bench, Shimonze Ngumezi leads the Bears with 8 points and 4 points apiece for Jalen McCreary, Alex Holt, and Anthony Bernard. 3 points, Robbie Carmody. 2 points, Ja Quinones. Two more, Caleb Hunter. Three for Jalen Cobb. No other Mercer players scored. Bears 11 of 23 from the field in the first half, not quite 48%. 3 of 6 outside the arc, 5 of 8 at the line. Out rebounded by MSU 14-8. Mercer with only 2 offensive rebounds to go along with 3 assists, 9 turnovers, 6 steals. Morehead State has the only double figure scorer in this ball game, Drew Thelwell, with a game high 14 points. Riley Minix with 7. Jordan Lathan with 4. 4 points, Trent Scott. Jerome Morton with 4 points. 3 points, Eddie Ricks. 2 points, Deontay Miles. Khalil Thomas, Zach Iemi, and George Marshall played but didn't score. Morehead State 12 of 19 from the field, over 63%. 4 of 10 outside the arc. 10 of 10 at the line. Again, out-rebounding Mercer, 14-8. Morehead State with only 1 offensive rebound to go along with 6 assists, 14 turnovers, 5 steals. Your score at halftime at Johnson Arena, Morehead State 38, Mercer 30. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Plumbingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Our great-grandfather opened the first tent meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Dr. Amy Staten, newly named Program Director of MSU's Veterinary Technology Program. Amy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So you've actually been with the veterinary program since 2008. In that time, how have you seen it grow?
My job responsibilities within that time has changed several times over the years. As far as the growth of our program, our enrollment rates continue to rise, even though we did have a downfall around the COVID period, but it's come back and we're at maximum capacity now with student enrollment. You know, we pride ourselves on the amount of hands-on experience our students get. We are a full accredited AVMA program, and our students are required to complete a long list of essential skills. And so we work with regional shelters and rescues. That's where our students gain their hands-on opportunities. And I think that's why our program excels.
So I think it's good to hear that the program is at full capacity, because there is a shortage of veterinarians and vet techs, especially in rural areas. How do you see your program contributing to help fill that need?
Yes, so there is a shortage of both veterinarians and technicians throughout the state, more so in the eastern part of the state. And again, I think allowing those students to have the large animal opportunity, because that's generally where the shortage lies, giving them the experience and the exposure to those animals while in the program gives them a drive to work with those. And so our hope is that we continue to push those students towards mixed animal, if not large animal, to help with that shortage.
And as program director for the veterinary technology program, do you have any plans for it in the future?
Oh gosh, I just want to see it grow, continue to grow, continue to be successful, and make my predecessors proud. So we have a great faculty team within the Vet Tech program. We're very open and, you know, take constructive criticisms from each other to see what works for each of us and what doesn't. And then we just, you know, it's trial and error. Every student's different, so we have open door policies. Caring for the students and making sure that they're our top priority, I feel, along with the experience they gain, will keep us on top and remain successful.
Amy, thank you so much for your time today. This has been Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Dr. Amy Staten, Program Director of MSU's Veterinary Technology Program. Moorhead State Today is a production of Moorhead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Moorhead State Public Radio.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
At halftime, Morehead State men's basketball team leads Mercer here at Johnson Arena by a score of 38-30. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. While we have a moment, let's go ahead and step aside 10 seconds and station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Another score to pass along to you. Morehead State's women are playing down in Nashville tonight against Lipscomb. And early into the third quarter, Morehead leads that contest by a score of 40-32, looking for their first victory of the season, going in at 0-2. Drew, as we look ahead to the second half, the big thing for Morehead State, they've got to find a way to stop turning the ball over.
Right.
14 turnovers in the half is way too many.
It is, and a lot of them weren't really forced. It wasn't a high-pressure defense or trap situations. It was just going a little faster than what they should have.
Well, like, and you know. Do you think part of that also is the fact that many of these guys on this team are still new to working with one another?
They are. That's definitely part of it, I think. And again, when you get going at that speed, sometimes you're more prone to make mistakes, just with any aspect. So, but that's one of the things they got to get under control. But, you know, despite all the turnovers, 8-point leads.
Yeah, I mean, that's the good news. You lead by 8 going into the second half, and this is a game that you'd really like to get going into that Penn State contest on Friday night.
Yeah. And, you know, you want to get this win to get the momentum and the confidence built up, because I'm looking forward to that one, Chuck. I'm trying not to talk about it or think about it till this one's over, but that's a good matchup.
Well, and I look at it this way. For Morehead State, it's a team that's still developing a lot of talent on this team, a lot more depth than what we've seen, and they have the potential to be really, really good.
Yeah.
38-30, Morehead State leads Mercer as we set up shop for the second half, and we'll come back with that second half here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Congratulations. If you're receiving this message, you are incredibly lucky. For the McRib has decided to grace your McDonald's with its presence once again. Because everyone deserves to experience one before it's gone. But don't brag too much. A lot of the other places aren't as lucky. The McRib is back.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
celebrating with you and your family this Thanksgiving season are your friends at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA bone-in turkey breasts, specially priced for only $2.49 a pound. The 5-pound bag of Idaho russet potatoes, just $1.88. And save big with Marie Callender pies, low price of only $5.99. Buy 5 Kraft Heinz Planters or Kellogg products and save $5 all this week at Allen's IGA.
IGA 38-30, Moorhead State on top of Mercer. Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. We're at Johnson Arena. Moorhead State at Penn State on Friday night, then playing in Louisville Monday night against Bellarmine. Your next chance to see this Moorhead State men's basketball team will be next Wednesday at home against Midway, and that's going to be a mid-afternoon game. Mid-afternoon against Midway. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Midway through the afternoon, you're playing Midway.
Right. And again, the day before Thanksgiving, so yeah, come on, before you put yourself into a food coma, come on out to Johnson Arena.
See, Mercer is sending out Bernard, Carmody, McCreary, Quinones, and Holt. Mercer will have the basketball to put in play. And Moorhead State answering with Miles Thomas, who would like to see get going in the second half.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Minnick, Thelwell, and Lathan. And right in front of us, just inside the timeline, Carmody inbounds to Bernard to start the second half. Bernard down the middle across the timeline on Thelwell, high right. To McCreary, down low off the chest of Carmody, picks it up near the block and feeds it out to the right hash and Quinones. Back to the corner, Carmody driving on Thomas to the hole, lays it up, it'll roll and go.
So, Mercer not going away.
5 points for Carmody. They gave him the baseline, he took it.
He did.
Thelwell, right sideline, Thomas.
Good
down low
pass.
Cutting, Thelwell with a layup, missed it, but drew the foul as he's knocked down.
Yeah.
And he'll get a couple of free throws. I think this is Carmody with a foul. It is his first of the half on either team.
Yeah, and a good cut to the basket and a really good delivery there. Didn't knock it down, but he did get fouled. So
Thelwell will be line left. Drew in the ball game, a game high, 14 points, 4-4 at the stripe. His team up 38-32. Free throw on the way, left it short. No good. Shouldn't have said anything about being perfect at the line until after he shot the free throw.
It's kind of how it typically works.
Thelwell with the second one. Up and good. His 15th point. Moorhead State on top by 7. Here's McCreary down low. He finds Carmody wrapping around and scoring as he got beyond Thomas. And then Thomas fouled him. It'll be a possible 3-point play.
Yeah, and again, just got open in the paint.
And just like that, Jerome Morton coming in and going out to Khalil Thomas after a couple of defensive breakdowns.
Right.
39-34, Moorhead State by 5. Carmody, though, with a free throw to come. He's 3 of 5 at the stripe, trying to complete the old-fashioned 3-point play. Line right. Looks up, right-hand push, free throw good.
Good-looking shot there. And then the lead now just down to 4 early in the second half here, 19-18 to play.
Carmody with 5 of his 8 points here in the second half. Thelwell across the line. Right to left coming around for it. Lathan. He'll spin out front. Go right half Thelwell. Curls off a screen by Minix and back to the timeline. 14 to shoot. Bounce high left Miles. Deonte needs help. Can't find Lathan. Now does so. Left of the logo. 7 to shoot. Bounce left of the lane. Minix. 5 to shoot. Riley plays it down toward the corner. Fade away 3. Off the iron, no. Offensive
good
rebound. Put back Morton. He missed it. Tapped up by Lathan, no. This rebound cleared off by McCreary and Mercer. 2 point blank chances, and Moorhead State can't finish the deal.
Good job to get to the glass, but just couldn't finish the putback.
McCreary bounces the ball to himself, essentially. High left to Holt. Far side, Quinones. Left-handed 3 as he's open. He knocks it down. And now it's a 1-point game.
Yeah.
Quinones with his first points.
And Moorhead State bringing it up, looking to get basically a straight man here from Mercer.
Fell well at the right sideline, leaves it there late. And he'll spin to his left out front.
And we got an illegal screen.
And a foul on Morehead State. Going to go on Miles, his third. First of the half on MSU.
Miles a long way from the basket when he committed that.
And Ricks will come in for Miles. Morehead State out of sync here early in the second half. Yeah, up by one, but Mercer has the basketball. Backcourt far side. Quinones inbounds to Bernard. Toward the far sideline. Plays it down on the hardwood. Comes right, driving the paint. Pull up, jump and shoot. Free throw line. Spins out. No. Left block rebound. Minix, Morehead State. Down the floor flying. Morton at the right side. Back toward the sideline and behind him, Lathan out to the hash, and Morton head of the key, Minix. Riley, top of the key. One bounce, left to right out for it. Thelwell, knocked away from him. Got it back toward the timeline, far sideline. 14 to shoot. Drew on the drive. Got inside, near corner Ricks. Open look, three, in and out, back in again, yes!
Yeah, and that is a huge three there by Eddie Ricks.
Eddie doubles his point total to six, and Morehead State leads 42-38. The ball kicked out, but came right back down the drain.
Yep.
Bernard at the logo. On the dribble. Got a screen, driving in the lane. Right of the lane from seven. Hits the floater.
Yeah, that was just a drive, pull-up, stop, jump. Nice-looking one-handed shot there.
6 points in the ballgame for Bernard. 42-40. Morehead by two. Thelwell off the screen from Ricks. Works between the circles. High right. Bounce right of the lane. Minix. Minix plays it down, fights into the lane, fades and fires from 14, missed the shot, but drew the foul.
Yeah.
And that foul will go on Jake Davis, or who's it, Davis? He's not in the game, it's number six. Now they've got a number six, a number eight, and a number nine, unusual numbers for college basketball. Holt with his first foul, second on Mercer. Minix line left will shoot two. So when they hold up five fingers and one on the other hand, you think it's 15, it's actually six.
It's actually six, yeah.
Minix a free throw up and in. First point of the second half for Riley Minix. Eight for the game now for him as Iami comes in for Lathan for the Eagles. Morehead State by three, 43-40. Minix with another free throw. Pounds it down. Big right-hander looks up the push. It's in. Perfect.
Yeah.
Minix with nine. Morehead State retreats on defense inside the half court line up by four. Early second half. Bernard between the circles, wide left. Holt back behind him, right to left. Bernard outside the right arc. Quinones, he'll spin his way back out front, leave it there for McCreary on the drive. Oh, he carried it, puts up a wild shot, nearly blocked by Minix. Missed the shot, rebound Iami.
He did carry it, no call, but Morehead State comes up with it.
Minix has it now, driving left of the lane. Bounce outside the left arc. Thelwell returns it to Minix. Left block extended. Riley backing his way down. Double team. High left. Thelwell shoots a three. Side of the rim. No. Floor rebound. Ricks. Down goes a Mercer player, and we may have a foul.
Yeah.
On Eddie Ricks.
Yeah, on the rebound. So
Eddie's third. Second on Morehead State. Yeah, knocked down a Mercer player trying to get the rebound.
Yeah.
44-40, Morehead State. This has been a slog tonight, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. I mean, kind of a rock fight of a game.
Full court, Morehead pressure. Quinones, baseline left to go the distance. Inbounds coming back for Bernard. Bernard on Morton. Morton checks him as Bernard comes left of the logo. Now through the middle of the right. And now an illegal screen set by McCreary.
There have been a lot of illegal screens, and I want to emphasize, I think you'll agree with me, Chuck, it isn't that they're honing in on it. They're poorly set screens. Both teams all game long.
Third foul on McCreary. Third on Mercer in the half. Morehead State making some changes. Now they got George Marshall in the ballgame along with Iami, Morton, Minix, and Thelwell. Backcourt far side toward the hash. Backcourt to Morehead State. It will be Minix inbounding as Jake Davis returns for Mercer, replacing McCreary, who just picked up his third personal. Minix drops it in the Thelwell on the hop. Drew down central across the timeline between the circles. On Carmody. Bounce right half coming around Morton. Morton, right block extended. Minix pounds his way to the hole. Fakes one slice, lays it up and in.
Yeah.
Carmody took a dive. The official didn't buy it.
Yeah, and no flop warning, but not a whole lot of contact to warrant that kind of a flop to the floor.
Lead back to six for MSU. Now Quinones pushes up on Thelwell, drives left of the lane, dumped down low, off the hands of Holton, out of bounds. Turnover, Mercer. And for the Bears, that will be number 11. That takes us to the media timeout. 15:32 left to go in the ballgame here at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 46, Mercer 40. This is basketball tonight here on the Eagle Sports Network.
If you go off-road, go to Major Brands. Get a $100 reward card after online submission when you purchase four new select BF Goodrich Terrain tires. That's a $70 rebate plus a $30 bonus rebate. Any other purchase of four new BF Goodrich tires from Major Brands gets you $50. Offer valid through November 27th. Get more details at bfgoodrichtires.com or stop in either Major Brands location. Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
State leads over Mercer, 46-40, 15:32 left to go in the contest at Johnson Arena. And we've talked about it. This game has been a bump and grind affair all the way through, and it's been a well-officiated game, though, I think.
I think it has, too. And we mentioned a lot of illegal screens being called. Well, there's a lot of illegal screens being set. So
MSU sending out Trent Scott, Zach Ayemi, Jerome Morton, Riley Minix and Thelwell, and Davis, Bernard, Carmody, Holt, and Quinones for Mercer. Mercer's still shooting very well, 52% for Morehead State, 56%. In terms of rebounding, Morehead State 18-9 there. Turnovers, 15-11 MSU. Now some backcourt pressure. Minix finally bounced to Thelwell at the far sideline. He wanted Scott. Scott coming up the middle of the floor, left of the logo on Bernard. Trent. Off the pick by Riley Minix, leaves between the circles to his left Ayemi, far side Thelwell. Tight man-to-man, Mercer, high right, Scott control. 13 to shoot, Minix out for it, right corner, Morton. Right block, Ayemi, 8 to shoot. Jack plays it down, kicks out to Morton, straight away, Thelwell for 3, it'll rattle and go!
Yeah, Thelwell. Just a 3 from the top of the key.
18 points for Drew.
And the lead back up to 9.
49-40 to score, Morehead State. Bernard across the line between the circles. Davis flips back behind him. Bernard drives the right angle. Back to Davis. Open. He'll step right, shoot the three, and score. Davis, who is a great high school three-point shooter, nails that one for his first points of the evening.
Certainly looked good on that one.
Good stroke.
Yeah.
Full court. Mercer pressure. Inbound Minix to Scott at the baseline. Six-point Morehead State lead. Scott. Between the legs dribble, gets him to the logo and across the line on Bernard, runs the left arc. Wing left out to Minix. High left, Ayemi. Hands off behind him, coming right to left, Thelwell. And now we got a foul. I think Carmody knocked down Ayemi, and Carmody with his second foul, fourth on Mercer.
And again, trying to fight through a screen.
And Gumezzi comes in for Mercer. Holt goes out. Shot clock.
Miles away from the ball in this game.
Yeah, really. Left sideline, front court inbound, 20 on the shot clock. Thelwell gives to Scott. He'll roll right to the far side. Morton at the wing. Morton holding, looking. Back out to Thelwell. Drew off the pick by Ayemi. Coming up top. Looking, spinning. Left of the lane toward the elbow. Minix. Six to shoot. Riley turns right, lost the handle. Ball loose, saved in by Bernard. Mercer with it. Quinones. Quinones high right, pitch near side, Bernard. He'll drive baseline right. Bounce baseline left. Through a Mercer player's hands, and it's picked off by Thelwell from Morehead State as Mercer turns it over.
He was wide open for a dunk and was looking at the rim and not the pole.
Thelwell right wing back out. Minix. Minix left of the paint. Curling out top, Scott. Scott to the left block for the baseline to the goal. Flips it up off the glass, off the iron. No, tapped up by Iami. That doesn't go down the drain. And Gumezzi the rebound from Mercer. And here come the Bears again, down by six.
Morehead State again getting an offensive rebound, but not able to put it back in.
Bernard on the drive, looks for Quinones. Driving baseline, he's open with the left hand scoop and score.
And just like that, it's back down the four.
Quinones with 5 points, what he averaged last year. Scott the other way, right to left of the near side for it. Thelwell, and now he's got a foul on Morehead State.
I didn't see it. It was, again, another foul away from the ball.
Minix gets it, his third.
Yeah, looks like Minix must have fouled him with his face.
Third foul on Morehead.
Yeah.
Changes for MSU, and the Eagle lineup will be Miles, Ricks, Lathan, and we need one more. Thelwell. Hunter comes in for Mercer. They're down by four as they have the basketball, talking about the Bears.
And I'm not sure if there's some sort of... Is this an official's timeout? I'm not sure what's happening here.
I'm not sure either.
There's nobody at the table. Nothing's being reviewed as far as I can tell. No one was issued a timeout.
They're looking, I guess, to see if there's a flagrant foul. If there was a flagrant foul on Minix, he took the worst of that.
Right. It looked like Minix, whatever contact happened, but, you know, happened with his face.
Score from the MSU women's game in Nashville. The Eagles lead Lipscomb 59-50 as they start the fourth quarter.
Love to see them finish that one off, get that first win of the year.
I know they led by as many as nine. Down to three, but still in front.
Yeah.
Second time they've had to go to the monitor tonight to check out to see if there was a flagrant foul.
Right.
And that was quick.
We're absolutely done. Nothing. Yeah. Okay. And it will be a common foul, otherwise known as a foul.
Minix with three, Miles with three, and Ricks with three to lead Morehead State in fouls. Ricks, Miles, Lathan, Morton, and Thelwell out there for MSU. The Eagles trying to find a combination that can make it work consistently tonight. Quinones will inbound, backcourt near sideline for Mercer, 49-45, Morehead State in front. Hunter comes up on Morton. Man-to-man MSU. Hunter high right near side off the screen. Davis for three. High off the back of the rim. No. Baseline left rebound. Morehead State through Thelwell.
He can really hit him, and that was a good shot.
He had a good look.
Yeah, he did.
Thelwell right to left across the timeline. Hunter knocks it away, but Thelwell got it back. Thelwell got to buy him. He'll drive, lay it up.
Score it.
Whistle foul. Count the bucket. And a foul on Ngumezi.
A bit of a defensive breakdown. They went to, both defenders switched it on the same player. Thelwell just had a wide open lane.
Third foul on Ngumezi. Fifth of the half on Mercer. Or was it? I thought they called a foul.
I thought they did as well. They called goaltending, I think, but the ball went in.
And now they're going to review it.
I'm wrong.
Because basket interference was called by rule, officials have to replay.
This can't be. Basket interference was called, but the ball went in. I don't quite. This might be the most ridiculous. What do you even say about this?
I don't know. I know that Drew Thelwell should get 2 points, which would give him 20,
yeah,
and give Morehead State a 6-point lead.
The ball went in.
And it was Ngumezi from Mercer who committed the basket interference.
Right. Basket interference in and of itself is not a foul or a violation. It's... The ball went in.
Either way, shouldn't it be 2 points?
Yes. I can't. Something tells me that that cannot be correct, that there was a mistake with the PA announcement, and they're actually looking at something else.
Are they looking for a possible foul? I'm not sure that's reviewable.
Yeah, I don't believe it is. Look, they're going to credit him with the basket. I'm not a fan of replay most of the time, but that might be the most ridiculous one.
Look. Number 8, Ngumezi.
All right, now they are giving Ngumezi the foul we thought he had.
Yeah.
His third. And it will be a potential three-point play for Morehead State's Drew Thelwell, who does get credit for that layup. And he'll be line left for a free throw with his team up by six, 51-45 with 12:36 to go in the half.
Yeah, so it sounds like we were mistaken. What came over to the PA system was that they were reviewing basket interference, which was ridiculous because the ball went in.
Thelwell stands at the line to our left, shoots up the free throw, and knocks it down.
Yeah.
He's now got 21 points. He's been the best player on the floor tonight.
Okay.
He'll come out for a rest. Khalil Thomas will come in for him. That means that Lathan will slide over and work the point. Full court Morehead pressure. Mercer breaks it. Hunter has the ball with a left-hand dribble left to the logo to the offensive end on Morton. He'll come to his right down the near wing. At the arc, dancing there, driving on Morton. Comes it back out. Ngumezi, high right for three. Off the iron, off the glass, no. Ricks a rebound for Morehead State. Flips it ahead to Lathan. He'll wait for things to clear out and come the other way with a right-hand dribble across the timeline. Angles left side to Thomas, who comes out for it, to Ricks between the circles. Ricks bounce wide left, Miles. 15 to shoot. Deontay back behind him, coming forward. Lathan kicks it out to the near side. Ricks driving baseline, cut off by Davis. Eddie, jump speed, back to the trailing Miles at the block. Double team, 5 to shoot. Morton, right side, Lathan for three.
That was excellent ball movement. The way they drove the basket, kicked it back out, worked it around the perimeter for the open shot. Morehead State, their biggest lead of the game, 55-45.
10-point advantage for MSU. Lathan now with 7 points. Now free throw line jumper nailed by Zanoni for Mercer.
And again, a really big shot there by Mercer. Really nice looking shot there too.
Lathan dueling Hunter to the timeline and across. They bump, no call between the circles. Lathan on the dribble off the screen from Ricks at the left hash. Turns right off a pick by Miles. Lost the handle on the dribble. Needs help to the right hash. Taps it to Morton. Morton to his left and up top Miles. Right to left behind him, Lathan. 7 to shoot. Lathan on the drive, lost the handle. Ball loose off of Miles, out of bounds. Give it to Mercer. Morehead State turnover, number 18. And that takes us to immediate timeout. And I could use a break, too. 11:08 left to go in the ballgame at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 55, Mercer 47. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle for Chuckler.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Morehead State leads over Mercer at home tonight, 55-47 with 11:08 to go. Down in Nashville, the MSU women now trailing Lipscomb with 7 minutes left to play, 64-59. Lipscomb going on a 14-0 run.
Yeah. So some bad luck down in Nashville right now. Hopefully we can pull this out down there, too.
Still a lot of time left here and there.
Right. It's one of those situations, you know, you come across of this every now and then, where you're trying to follow two games at once here.
MSU sending out Thomas, Thelwell, Lathan, Miles, and Ricks, Davis, Zanoni, Hunter, Quinones, and Ngumezi for the Mercer Bears. Davis to inbound against no pressure. Left to right from the baseline. Rolls it into Hunter, who lets it just roll all the way up to almost midcourt before he finally picks it up.
There's 11 minutes left. Not sure what the point of that was.
Left sideline, Quinones. Here's a pass inside, knocked away by Miles, but Ngumezi tracks it down toward the far sideline near the corner with 20 on the shot clock. Still looking for help. Can't find Quinones. Feeds it out to his right up top. Zanoni bumps with Thomas, no call. Ngumezi straight away. A bounce to his right, a bounce to his left. Now he'll jump into a 15-footer, missed it. Offensive rebound, Quinones. Pace goes to his left, scoops it up, missed it. Fight for the rebound off the hardwood in the paint. Morehead State's Khalil Thomas comes up with it. Thelwell the other way, his team by eight. Drew bumping with Hunter between the circles, leaves it there for Ricks. Left arc and Thomas. One step to his right on the bounce. Out he goes to Thelwell. Lazy pass stolen by Hunter. Hunter on Thelwell. Drives the other way. Wrap around left with the left hand. It's in.
And again, another unforced turnover.
19 on Morehead State in the ballgame. Hunter with four.
The majority unforced.
Thelwell the other way. Pushes off on Hunter. Comes to his right. Looks for help out front. Leaves it for Miles. Left to right coming around Thomas. Thomas. Wide left, near side, Lathan off the screen. He'll catch, shoot the three, bang it off the rim, no. Rebound tapped out. Thomas to Thelwell for three. Got it!
Yeah. And what set that up was the tap out, Chuck. That was beautiful.
24 points for Drew Thelwell. 58-49, MSU by nine. 9:40 left to play as Hunter clears the timeline left to right. Looks to his left for Quinones at the hash. Quinones. Standing dribble on Ricks, driving on Eddie to the block to the baseline. Put up block by Miles, whistle, and a hand check foul, I think, before the shot on Morehead State's Eddie Ricks, which will be his fourth, and the fourth of the half on MSU.
So, was they going to say he was shooting?
No. But that's what they say, and Quinones will be line right for two. I disagree.
Yeah.
Trent Scott will come in for Morehead State in a moment. Quinones, a lefty, line right, knocks down the first freebie. 6 points for him all in the second half. Scott will come in. Out goes Ricks with his four fouls.
Eddie had a pretty good game, having a pretty good game tonight, despite the four fouls.
Mercer wants to make a lineup change. Two of them is McCreary now over there. Second free throw, good by Quinones. And Carmody and McCreary come in for the Bears. 58-51, MSU by 7 has the basketball with 9:28 to go to inbound to go the distance. Thomas inbounds to Scott. Scott down central, runs left wing, leaves it there, Lathan. He'll come back out front to Thomas to the right hash. Thelwell, man-to-man, clears it to Thomas. Moving right, three-throw line, far side, Thelwell. He'll jack the three. No, it's actually a pass down. Little Miles, who lays it up and in.
It wasn't a pass, but Drew will swear all day long that was a pass.
Well, we'll call it one. Miles now with four. Morehead State by nine. Right side, Carmody at the arc, controls on. Thomas runs him over. They both go down, and it's going to be a blocking foul on Thomas. I don't know about that.
I don't know.
I thought that was an offensive foul on Carmody, but Carmody will see Scott
like
pick up his first foul.
His arm, but,
Five fouls.
Yeah, actually, that's the
negative
sixth.
Morehead State.
Morehead State. So the next one, Mercer will be in the 1-1.
Right sideline, 20 to shoot. Mercer offensive and inbounds. Carmody, the Hunter between the circles, leaves it there. McCreary on the short feed, high left. McCreary back out to Hunter. 13 to shoot. Hunter driving into Miles. Blocked baseline goal. Feeds up the wild shot. Missed it. McCreary over the back of the rebound. Got it. 5 foot putback. Yes.
McCreary getting the rebound despite three Morehead State players in the post.
McCreary now with six. 60-53 MSU. 8:33 to go. Scott between the circles, offensive end left. Works on Davis. High right, comes left, wide left, driving left block baseline. Near side, Lathan. Lathan to the corner with a dribble. Angles in to the block. Fades and fires on the spin around shot. Rebound, knocked away after the miss, and a foul on Mercer.
Oh, it was on Mercer, okay.
I think it's against McCreary, yeah, who bodied up on Myers.
Right, I thought we were going to get it over the back, over the head, over everything, the body on Miles, but whistle on Mercer.
Fourth foul on McCreary for Mercer, number 5. McCreary comes out, and Gumezzi replaces him. Shot clock reset to 20. Morehead State offensive end, right baseline inbound, Riley Minix. Minix looking for help. Bounce right corner, fell well. Straight away to his left and Scott. Scott plays it back to the right sideline, Fellwell. Bounce right elbow, Minix. Minix on Davis. 10 to shoot. Riley puts it down. Backs up, looks. High left pass tip. Lathan has it. 6 to shoot. Jordan on the drive by Carmody. Right angle from 7. Missed everything. Tapped up by Miles. Got it back.
Yeah, great effort there by Miles.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I thought. But Miles drew a foul.
Yeah, and the ball barely grazed the rim. Miles getting the rebound. And we go to the under 8.
I think that foul's on Davis, his third. And that should be number 6 on Mercer. And we have a media timeout. 7:54 left to go in this ball game at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 60, Mercer 53. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
It's that time of year again. It's the annual enrollment period for Medicare. Have you recently discovered that your health care provider is no longer in your network? Call us at 606-780-1387 to see what options you have. We are your local Medicare Resource Center at the Porter Group Insurance. That's 606-780-1387 or find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64 exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
Well, Morehead State leads it over Mercer 60-53 with 7:54 left to go. And the shooting numbers, Morehead State at 54.3%, Mercer at 51.3%. Bears 5 of 10 outside the arc, Morehead State 8 of 17. The Eagles 14 of 15 at the line, Mercer 8 of 11. And Morehead State with 25 rebounds to Mercer's 12. Turnovers 19-12 MSU in that category. Top scorer in the ball game, Morehead State's Drew Fellwell with 24. Minix has 11. And Carmody and Ngumezi lead Mercer with 8 apiece. Yeah. Check that. Quinones has 9. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And a bit of a reset, kind of an oddity. Neither team has called a timeout yet.
Mercer with 17 fouls. He's Miles going line left. 2 free throws. Line drive on the first one. Dies off the heel of the iron and just drops through the net. Good. Miles now with 5 points. Deontay with a second free throw. Squats down, knocks down the second free throw. That one looked a lot better. MSU by 9, drops back to defense. Scott, the old chase Hunter up the floor, left of the logo, left to right for the offensive end. Hunter pushing off on Scott, now lost the dribble at the right half. They both dive for it. Ball goes out of bounds. And they're going to call a foul on
A
Scott.
Loose ball foul on Trent Scott.
I thought the loose ball foul was only in the NBA.
Yeah.
And that's Morehead State's 7th foul.
Because, you know, it was either going to go out of bounds to Morehead State or it was going to be recovered with him laying on the floor in the corner, which would have either forced a turnover or forced them to call timeout.
Both teams now in the bonus as Hunter line right, so 1+1 for the Bears.
That's a long-winded way to say we bailed them out.
Hunter, the first one up, Boy, that had a screwball rotation and still went in. Now Caleb Hunter with 5 points shoots a second free throw. Did you see that? It kind of had a backwards rotation, almost sideways.
Spun,
I don't know how to describe it.
Backwards. Here we go.
Second one on the way. That's a funny looking one, too, and that went in.
So that's not the best way to describe it, Chuck, is front spin, not back spin. I've never seen that in my life. I've seen a few basketball games.
Yeah, more than a few. Well, Hunter hits both free throws, and now it's a 7-point Morehead State lead.
That's incredible.
Bernard back in to replace him. Scott, up top Minix. He'll drive left of the lane. Bounce down low. Layton took a bump as he tried to get to the goal. Now dribbles back out. Goes to Minix off his leg. Riley picks it up sideline. Up top Miles. Right hash Scott. Scott, high left Layton. 11 to shoot. Gordon plays it down. Goes near side Thelwell. Left angle drive to the baseline with 6 to shoot. Thelwell to Layton. 4 to shoot. He'll jump into a 3. High off the iron. No fight for the rebound. And Gumezzi has it for Mercer. To Carmody. 7:09 to go. Carmody right at the logo. Bernard. Morehead State. Man to man. Mercer's been that all game long, too. Bernard on the left angle drive. Puts up the floater. Back of the rim. Side of the rim and out. No good, but he does draw a foul. We'll get 2 free throws.
Yeah. And he got him with the body.
First foul on Jordan Latham. 8th on Morehead State. Bernard line right will shoot 2. Anthony Bernard, 6 points all from the field in this game. His first free throw about to come. With his team down by 7. Floats it up. Hits the iron and no good.
I feel like I should point out he put backspin on that ball.
It looked like an actual free throw.
Yeah.
Morton in. Lathan out for MSU. Bernard the next free throw. Right down the middle this one is. Lead at 6 for Morehead State as the Eagles set up the floor right to left, led by Trent Scott. He'll duel Bernard toward the right hash in the offensive end. Cut left between the circles. Looking high left. Right to left out front for Thelwell. Thelwell brings it back up top to Morton. Morton to the right side. Thelwell takes, goes in. Minix outside the arc. Long 3. High off the back of the iron. No. In the paint, the rebound. And Gumezzi nearly walked with it. Got it back to Bernard. 6.5 to go. Bernard between the circles. Now backs it up to the line and the logo. On. Morton now switches up. Scott defending straight away. Zanoni to catch and shoot 3. Missed it. Left of the lane. High near Miles aboard for Morehead. To Thelwell to Scott.
That was a big defensive stop by Morehead State.
Scott at the left arc. Leaves it for Morton. Goes back out to Minix. Wide left to Miles. Miles a bounce to his right. Needs help. Minix around for it. Riley on the drive toward the left line. Takes it to the lane. Short shot. Scoops out. No whistle foul. He'll get through free throws.
Yeah. And Riley been excellent from the line tonight and all year.
Didn't see who got the foul. I think it was Ngumezi.
Yeah, I believe it was. And so 2 free throws here to extend it to either 7 or 8.
Foul number 8 on the Bears as Minix with the first free throw, nothing but net. Riley with 12 points. Scott out of the ball game for Morehead State. Khalil Thomas returns.
12 points. He's had some really big assists as well, Chuck.
And Gumezzi, by the way, now at 4 fouls. Minix, the next free throw, up and good. Riley with 13 points. 64-58 Morehead State with the 8-point lead. Drops back to defend with 5:50 left to go. Bernard down the right arc toward the right block. High right and Gumezzi a step to his left. Pass to Zanoni. Tipped by Thomas. Zanoni has it. Left wing and Gumezzi for 3. Drew Thelwell with a huge rebound there for MSU.
Big rebound from Morehead State as they have the 8-point lead with 5.5 to play.
Thelwell from Miles. Driving right of the lane to the block.
No whistle.
Knocked down a player and then a tap in after the miss. Baseline left by Miles, who now has 8 points.
Yeah, and a big rebound and putback by Deontay Miles.
66-56, Morehead State by 10. Timeout taken by Mercer. Will step aside. 5:17 to go in the ball game here at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 66, Mercer 56. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Cassie. Kathy here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Furniture World Superstore's Black Friday sale. With incredible deals and once-a-year savings you have to see to believe. New merchandise is arriving daily, so now's the best time to update your home and save. Leather recliner with power headrest, only $5.99 while they last. Plus, no interest up to 2 years with approved credit. So many deals, so little time. The Black Friday sale at Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of My Old Kentucky Home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Well, we're still slugging it out tonight at Johnson Arena.
Right.
Moorhead State, though, with a 10-point lead with 5:17 to go. It's 66-56 over Mercer right now. And, Drew Barnett, you and I were talking about this game has really not had a lot of rhythm and flow to it. It's just been bump and grind from the get-go.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been a rock fight. The play's been frenetic. Sometimes it's been sloppy. Some of the turnovers have been unforced on both ends. A lot of fouls away from the ball, but you and I had mentioned, like, we don't really think it's a poorly officiated game or an overly tightly officiated game. It's just been very physical away from the ball.
Thomas, Thelwell, Minix, Morton and Miles from MSU, Davis, Bernard, Carmody, McCreary, and Quinones for Mercer, which has the ball, left hash offensive end to inbound.
Yeah.
Quinones will put it in play. Left of the logo, out it goes to Bernard. 19 to shoot. Bernard toward the right arc, runs around Minix, got to the baseline of the goal, puts it up. Miles blocks it, though.
Miles having a really good second half.
Thomas had it to Thelwell. Thelwell through the emblem, leaves it out to Miles, head of the key, behind him Thelwell, through near side, Thomas spinning out front and back down the near wing, kicks it out to Minix. Riley on the spin move in the lane, fade away 12 footer, got it!
And a really nice pull up jumper there, spin pull up jumper by Riley Minix. Warren State's lead back to 10.
15 points, Riley Minix, MSU by 12.
Excuse me, 12.
That's why I'm here, just to help you out. Carmody on the drive on Minix, got to the block, to the baseline, to the goal, feeds up the shot. It may have been redirected slightly by Miles. Floor rebound, Moorhead State, Thelwell. Right hash offensive end, Minix, right angle drive, got to the hole, feeds up a wild shot. Fired it off the glass. No, I think we've got a charging violation against Riley Minix, his fourth foul.
Minix, again, another great game that he's played. A little bit out of control on that one, but especially with a 12-point lead.
Minix out. Rick's in for MSU with 4:19 to go. Ninth team foul on the Eagles as Minix heads to the bench. Inbound, Quinones to Bernard. He'll be checked down the floor by Jerome Morton. Bernard through the logo, left of the logo, leaves it there for Quinones. Out for Davis up top, back to Quinones. Quinones, right arc coming back, Carmody. Turns left, comes top of the key, straight away McCreary. High right, Quinones. Quinones turns left to the free throw line, cut off by Thomas. Up and under he goes on Miles. Shot up, off the iron twice and a miss, and a foul on Moorhead State. Might be Miles, who was trying to block the shot. If so, that's his fourth.
So, Moorhead State racking up the fouls here. Just got to get to the end. 3:55 to go. As we head to the under four timeout.
Fourth foul on Deontay Miles. Moorhead State's 10th, so Mercer in the double bonus. 3:55 to go in the ballgame. Let's step aside. Moorhead State 68, Mercer 56 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
3:55 to go at Johnson Arena. Moorhead State leads Mercer 68-56. The final from Nashville. The MSU women fell to Lipscomb tonight 77-73.
Pretty back and forth game down there, it looks like. So the women's team's made tremendous improvements, you know, from between Kayla's first and second year, and then I think from last year to this year, they're fun to watch. The wins will hopefully start coming soon.
The next game next Wednesday at home against Midway.
Yes. So,
or is that Saturday? This Saturday.
Yeah, next Wednesday they have Ohio University, the Bobcats coming in. Thanksgiving Eve doubleheader here.
Quinones line right to shoot two for Mercer. After the foul on Miles, free throw up and a miss as he left it short. Quinones now 2 of 3 at the line, on 7 points in this contest. His team down by 12 as he stands in for the second one. Left-handed spins the ball in his hands, shoots it up and makes it. Ricks will inbound, full court Mercer pressure. Moorhead by 11. Inbound right corner.
And
Morton now threw it away, and Quinones with a steal and a layup and score.
Yeah, and again, just real sloppy in the pressure. Moorhead trapped again, and another turnover.
Yeah, now McCreary has it. Down the floor, right side, Bernard. Down low, McCreary, wraparound layup, it's in. Moorhead takes it to the timeout.
And again, it was just basic turnover. They hadn't seen that kind of pressure tonight. And it results in 4 quick points.
And Moorhead State with 22 turnovers tonight and a good timeout taken by Preston Stradlin right there to regroup his team that now leads only by 7, 68-61. Mercer on a 4-0 run. Moorhead State with 3 turnovers in the last minute 6. That's not going to get it done.
Right.
Moorhead State now with 3 timeouts left. Mercer has 2.
Yeah. And again, Mercer, I would anticipate that they are going to stay in that full court pressure.
Why not?
Again, it's just sort of a reminder of don't go to the sides, down the middle, and run to the man with the ball.
Ricks will inbound.
Yeah.
The freshman. Again, the Mercer pressure. Ricks inbounds. Far corner, Fellwell spins away from Quinones. Mercer, man-to-man, chasing all over the floor. Fellwell across the line. 3:30 left to go. Moorhead by 7. Bounce up top, Minix. Minix with 4 fouls on McCreary. Looking to give somebody the basketball. Fellwell finally behind him. Takes it. He goes down the left arc. Bounce, left block extended. Double team Minix. 6 to shoot. Minnick trapped in the corner. Feeds it out. Knocked away by Davis. Out of bounds far side with 2 on the shot clock.
Yeah, Warren State will keep it with just 2 to shoot here. And, again, not really getting anything out of the offense all of a sudden. And you've got to keep playing. I mean, you want to be conscious of the clock, but you don't want to go so deep into the shot clock that you can't get anything off.
Fell well inbounds to Morton. Morton far side, launching a three.
That hit the rim.
It hit the rim, and they call a shot clock violation.
He got it off in time, and it grazed the rim.
Well, I'm going to say maybe he didn't get off in time, so it's Mercer basketball to go left to right 94 feet. I don't know about that either.
Yeah, it looked to me like he clearly got it off, and while it wasn't a good shot, it did hit the rim.
Ricks is back in to defend for Morehead State. 68-61, the Eagles up with 3 minutes to play. McCreary, high right, Davis, near side, Bernard, driving on Morton, got to the baseline, looks for help. High right, McCreary, he'll jump into a 15-footer, no. Bernard flying through everyone for the Mercer rebound. Good hustle there by the freshman. High left, Carmody driving on Stelwell, right of the lane, one-handed from there, and he pushed off to hit the shot, and it's an offensive foul on Carmody, his third personal. Good call that time.
Yeah, it was a good call.
Now Morton out, Layton back in for MSU.
Yeah.
2:42 left to go, Morehead State by 7. It feels like a lot less than that.
It does. Especially how it's been going. And here's that full court pressure again, Chuck.
Thomas and Miles.
They've had a lot of luck with that in the last couple minutes.
Minnick's inbound.
And here's another turnover and a lazy pass.
Baseline down low. Bernard missed the layup. Minnick's a rebound. Morehead State. Wraps both arms around and tries to get between two Mercer Bears, and one of them fouls him. It might be Carmody. If so, it's his fourth. It is.
And they kind of had him trapped there. Morehead State getting bailed out a little bit after another sloppy turnover. Lucky that that wasn't 2 more points for Mercer. They had a wide open rim.
10th foul on the Bears, and that means Morehead State's in the double bonus with 2:35 to go, and Riley Minnick will be line left for the deuce.
How pivotal was that? It was. They had a chance to cut it to 5. Instead, Minnick's going to the line that increased it to either 8 or 9.
Minnick's tonight with 15 points. First of 2 free throws on the way. Good.
Yeah.
Minnick has been very good at the free throw line, 9 of 9. Riley with his team up by 8. Eyes that second freebie, puts it on the way and through. 70-61, Morehead State drops back to defend inside the half court line with 2:30 left to play. Bernard across the line on Thelwell. Runs toward the left half. Back to his right between the circles. Behind the head feed. Wide left Quinones on Ricks. Driving left of the lane. Spin move at the block. Up and under he goes. Short shot. It'll roll off. No good. Tapped up. Yes, by McCreary.
Yeah.
Who got behind Miles to do it. 70-63 Morehead State. 2:08 to go.
Morehead State inbounding it quickly before Mercer could set up their press.
Thelwell. 19 to shoot, 2 minutes to play. Working the dribble. Takes it toward the right elbow and to the far side. Straight away, Minnick. Minnick driving left of the lane. Stolen by Quinones. Another Morehead turnover. Quinones driving left of the lane. Into Miles. Puts up the shot. Off the iron, no. Tapped up by McCreary, no.
Yeah.
Morehead State a rebound this time, Ricks.
And Mercer's had a couple of balls right on the rim not fall. And we're lucky it's not a 5 or a 3-point game right now.
Thelwell across the timeline with 1:29 to go. Shot clock now down to 15. Out near the timeline, Thelwell works between the circles, slowly forward. Runs right, Carmody pushes off on him. 8 to shoot. Thelwell wide left into a 3. Back of the rim, no. Floral rebound to the right sideline. Picked away by Davis, and he's shoved by Latham and fouled.
And that'll send them to the line for 2, which is not what you want, with 73 seconds to play here, 1:13.
1:13 to play, Morehead State by 7. Davis will be line right with his team also, like Morehead State, in the double bonus.
Nobody up on the lane for Mercer.
Davis free throw up and in.
Now, they're huddled up on the sideline.
Now they'll come out.
Yeah.
Thomas in for Morehead State. Out goes Miles. MSU by 6 with Davis another free throw. Morehead State tonight with 25 turnovers. Second one by Davis. Line drive and a miss. Left block rebound. Latham, Morehead State. Eagles hustle down the floor. Latham at the right sideline. Gets across the line. Two is left in the logo and Thelwell. 20 on the shot clock. We're down now to a minute left in the game. 17 to shoot. And it goes to Ricks. Eddie plays it down on the hop. High left. Dominic back behind him. Right to left. Latham. 53 seconds to go. Latham on the drive on Quinones. Has the ball stripped away and a foul. On Mercer, this goes on Quinones, yeah. His second.
And that's a big one because it sends Morehead to the line with the chance to push it to three possessions, 7 or 8 points here with 49 seconds to play. And you got to start to wonder how many possessions are left in the game.
Six-point ball game, Morehead State. Latham line left for two, 49.1 seconds remain on the game clock. Jordan's first one up, missed it. He's going off the back of the rim.
Yeah.
His first free throw of the game. He's got 7 points tonight. Miles in, Thomas out for MSU. That's a defensive switch.
This is a big free throw here.
Latham. Now 3 of 6 this season at the line. Fixing his trousers. That's like an old-time word.
Right,
just
say
pants. Shorts.
Shorts.
Latham pounds it down. Next free throw. Missed that too.
And
rebound Mercer. 45 seconds to go. Bernard at the right arc. Bounces the ball off his foot and out of bounds up the near sideline. And that for Mercer, turnover number 14.
And that a costly one. Yeah, a huge break from Warren State here.
Minutes will inbound. Thomas in for Miles.
Yeah.
Hunter in for Bernard.
And
for the Mercer Bears, and also in for MSU, Jordan.
Right.
Check that. Jerome Morton. He'll come in for Latham.
Now, you got to figure, like, with 41 seconds to play, that they're going to look to foul, or if they don't get the trap right away, that they're going to look to foul. So you want your free throw shooters handling the ball if you're Morehead State. That's Minix, Drew Thelwell.
He'll bounce it in to Morton. He's double-teamed. Back to Latham, stolen by Quinones. Just threw it away.
Yeah.
Near side Hunter, driving on Morton to the baseline to the goal. Spins it back out. Stolen by Rick. Eddie the other way. Morehead State 3-on-1. Ahead to Thelwell with a scoop and score.
Yeah. And the shot clock is off. I thought I heard a whistle.
Carmody, left angle drive to the hole. Lays it up on the wraparound. Scores it with a right hand. Went down. No foul call. He tried to draw it with the flop, but didn't get it. He's got 10 points. 21.9 seconds to go. The lead at 6 for Morehead State. A frenetic game. MSU has had turnover issues tonight, but right now still surviving. They've kicked it away 26 times.
Yeah. So tomorrow, presumably, both of these teams are going to have film sessions. I wouldn't want to be in either one of them.
No.
Oh, wow,
no.
What a game this is. Not.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. The effort's been pretty outstanding. It's been really competitive, really hard. You know, the plays, both teams have played really hard. But, man, it's been mistake-prone.
And both teams, in all fairness, with a lot of new faces on their roster. And these are two teams still trying to figure out who they are.
Right. I think that's a good point. And again, the nature of college basketball, especially at this level at SoCon and Ohio Valley, there's a lot of roster turnover from year to year now.
While we have a moment, let's step aside for 10 seconds of station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Morton, Minix, Thelwell, Ricks and Thomas on the floor.
Right.
Morehead State will inbound.
And again, you don't want you want to be patient. You want to relax. You have 10 seconds to get it over.
MSU has everyone at the baseline right now with Thelwell putting it in play. 21.9 seconds to go. Minix in the backcourt and fouled by Quinones. And Quinones with his third. Minix, Morehead State's best free throw shooter, heads line left for two with 20.2 seconds to go.
that's hard to defend against when you're trying to line up the pressure when teams have everybody just on the baseline and then come from bounds. It's almost like a, you know, like wide receivers going out in football.
Right. Too many people and hard to cover.
Right.
Minix, line left. His teammates drop away from the free throw line. Riley, tonight, with 17 points. And make it 18.
Yeah, that is a big free throw. So 73-66, Morehead State, 20 seconds left to play. And Morehead, I would imagine they're not even going to have anybody up on the line.
No.
Just get back in defense.
Yeah, play defense.
You don't want any sort of fouls going for an offensive rebound.
And you want to slow them down coming down the floor. Minix, the next one up and good. Two big free throws by Riley Minix. Morehead State peels back on defense. Right sideline, Bernard. Bernard to the right arc. Got around Minix to the lane. Scoops it up. Blocked by Minix. Left corner with it. Thomas had it. Out to Davis. Wide left to Thomas. He'll fade. Fire a three. Air ball. Out of bounds it goes. With 5.3 seconds to go. And that should do it for Morehead State.
Yeah. And with 8 seconds to go, if Mercer's still showing pressure, but it's rather futile at this point.
Morehead State again with everyone on the baseline and fell well inbounded.
Yeah. And do we have a timeout being called? Oh, they're
Morehead State taking a 30-second timeout.
Right. And again, it's with 5 seconds to go and an 8-point lead, you're feeling pretty good about it, but you just don't want any mishaps.
None.
It's in the game plan.
Well, I think most of the fans who are here tonight think it's over because they're starting to head to the exits.
Right. So, but again, sort of one of the things that's, you know, to sort of look at the bright side here, Chuck, I mean, we've talked about all the turnovers, all the mistakes, but despite all that, Morehead found a way to win against a team that's pretty good. I mean, you're looking middle of the SoCon. They're certainly not a doormat. And you feel like when you come out of a game like that and you win it, and you feel like you can really improve on how you played, that's a sign that our ceiling's probably pretty high this year.
A win is a win is a win.
A win is a win is a win, yeah.
Drew Fellwell inbound, and Mercer picks him up all over the floor, man-to-man. Ball in Thomas at the baseline, double team.
And they will surrender.
Thomas dribbles away from two defenders to the offensive end, and Morehead State comes away with a very hard-fought victory here tonight over Mercer. Your final score from Johnson Arena, Morehead State 74, Mercer 66. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with Drew Barnett, coming back with our post-game report in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio, TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. The famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Morehead State, a winner at home tonight by a final score of 77-66.
Oh, no, we got off to an 11-0 start.
Yeah.
We scored 30 points in the third quarter, and we still can't win that game.
Yeah, a recap of what happened down in Nashville from our friends.
Yeah. Well, Morehead State's men now with the victory, improving to 2-2, looking ahead to action on Friday night at Penn State. Mercer with the loss slips to 1-2, and every now and then you need a game like this, a hard-fought physical game, and hopefully you win it.
Right.
Kind of get you used to the rigors of the upcoming season.
Oh, absolutely, and this was a hard-fought difficult game. It was a hard game to play. It was a hard game to call sometimes just because of how physical it was, all the fouls away from the ball and how there wasn't really any rhythm. And it was sort of hard to anticipate what was going to happen on each offensive possession. So, but again, we got, 74-66, it's, what is that, 35 points better than it was a year ago.
Absolutely. Morehead State beaten last year at Mercer by 27 points.
Yeah.
To turn around and beat the Bears tonight at home. That's a nice bit of revenge right there. Again, the final score from Johnson Arena, 74-66. Attendance in this ball game, 1,455 saw MSU come away with a victory. Also tonight, the Morehead State women unfortunately could not hold a fourth quarter lead, losing in Nashville to Lipscomb 77-73. I'm Chuck Moraz with Drew Barnett. When we come back, we'll look at all the numbers from this contest as our post-game report continues on the Eagle Sports Network.
There's just something about home. Whether it's getting home at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting on the front porch visiting with friends and neighbors, there's no place like home. We love hometown community events and the special people who make this region home to each of us. That's the background to Hinton Mills Homegrown Feed. Hinton Mills Feed is made fresh in our meals daily and sourced with many ingredients grown by local farmers. Our feed is made with care by familiar faces, especially for you, our friends at home. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
Celebrating with you and your family this Thanksgiving season are your friends at Allen's IGA in Morehead. USDA Open Acre spiral sliced half hams are specially priced for only $2.99 a pound. Number one sweet potatoes are just 79 cents a pound. And two large 14-ounce cans of Ocean Spray cranberry sauce are only $4. Buy five Kraft, Heinz, Planters, or Kellogg's products and save $5 all this week at Allen's IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Morehead State a winner tonight at home, knocking off Mercer by a final score of 74-66, 1,455 in the house. Saw the Eagles take their second victory of the season. Time now to take a look at the statistics from this ball game. First of all, for Mercer, now 1-2 on the year, they had three players in double figures. Ja Quinones led the way with 12 points, 10 points apiece for Jalen McCreary and Robbie Carmody. 8 points in this contest. Amanze Ngumezi. 7 points, Anthony Bernard. 6 for Caleb Hunter. 4 apiece, Alex Holt and Jake Davis. 3 for Jalen Cobb. 2 for Michael Zanoni. Mercer, 24 of 54 from the field for the game. That's 44.4%. 5 of 13 outside the arc at the line. 13 of 19. And in terms of rebounding, Morehead State won that category handily, 34 to 20. Mercer with 8 offensive rebounds, their top rebounder. Actually, they had 2 with 4, Ngumezi and McCreary. Mercer passing out 9 assists in the ballgame, turned the ball over 15 times and had 13 steals, 7 of those by Quinones.
Wow.
Right? That's pretty impressive right there.
Yeah, 7 steals.
For Morehead State, the top scorer with a game-high 26 points, Drew Thelwell. Thelwell, again, 26 points, 8 of 13 from the field, 4 of 8 outside the arc, 6 of 7 at the line. Also in double figures for MSU, Riley Minix with 19 points, including a couple of clutch free throws near the end. 8 points for Deontay Miles, 7 for Jordan Lathan, 6 for Eddie Ricks, 4 apiece, Trent Scott and Jerome Morton. Zach Iemi and George Marshall played but did not score. Morehead State, 22 of 42 from the field, 52.4%. From three-point land, 8 of 20. At the free throw line, a clutch 22 of 25. That's 88%. Again, winning the rebounding battle, 34 to 20. MSU with 8 offensive boards. Top rebounder for the Eagles was Deontay Miles. He had 9. Morehead State passing out 12 assists, 3 of those by Morton, 26 turnovers, 8 of those by Riley Minix, 7 steals in the game. The top man there, Morton, with 2. In terms of points off turnovers, Mercer led that category 19-16. Paint scoring to Mercer, 36-28. Second chance points to Morehead, 11-4. Fast break points even at 4. Bench scoring to Mercer, 23-14. Morehead State led by 8 and ended up winning by 8, 74-66. Coming back with more on our postgame report as we continue from Johnson Arena here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Morehead State wins it 74-66 over Mercer. I'm Chuck Mraz along with MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Preston, we were talking during the break. You won despite 26 turnovers, and that doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, we were really fortunate with that. And, you know, we got to do a better job. I think we had 14 or 16 in the first half, and that's unacceptable. That was more in the first half than we had had all season long, including our two scrimmages that we got the opportunity to play and learn about our team. Obviously, the press turnovers, completely unacceptable. We've worked on that. We've got to get better. We just lost our focus, and we've got to get better in a hurry. But, you know, the positive thing is, you know, Chuck, that we won with 26 turnovers. Obviously, that's the area that you look at and you say, hey, we got to get better. We got to make sure we value the ball. And those are things that are very fixable. But had we had 10 turnovers tonight, obviously the score would have been inflated. But if that happens, you don't learn the lesson that you did here tonight. Okay, so we've got to really hammer home just the urgency and the sense of appreciation for what went to those turnovers and correct it in a hurry.
Well, one of the big differences in this game, which was kind of a foul fest also, too. I mean, it was an extremely physical ball game. Your team cashed in at the line 22 of 25.
We did. You know, we hadn't been getting to the line. You know, that's been something that we hadn't done a good job of. Again, through our three games and our two scrimmages, and so that's an area that we felt like we needed to really attack. You know, we wanted to get Riley there. He gets there 12 times. It's huge, you know, because he commands so much attention in there, but we, you know, sometimes he gets so much attention it ends up being a tough shot that we'd like for him to play off a shot fake and go through a guy because he's obviously going to shoot it well, you know, from the foul line, and sometimes he can finish those through contact as well. But that was a big bright spot there tonight.
Well, it looked like all game long you were trying to find that combination on the floor that would give you the cohesion that you needed.
Yeah, it was hard. You know, we were battling foul trouble in the first half. I think we had three guys with two fouls, if not more. And so, and then we were looking for guys that could get us some stops. You know, I was just disappointed in a couple guys that they just did not, you know, take the pride defensively. And, you know, they didn't keep guys in front. They didn't square them off on ball screens. Our communication wasn't great, but just really our mentality. We hit screens and we died. You know, we've got to have a refuse to get screen mindset, whether that's on the ball or off the ball. And I thought in the second half we did a little bit better job with that.
Well, Drew Thelwell tonight was huge for you guys.
Yeah.
26 points, 8 of 13 from the field, 4 of 8 outside the arc, 6 of 7 at the line. And Drew Thelwell, if there's a glue guy on your team, I kind of feel like it's him.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how to take that. I think a lot of people say glue guy, like, you know, he's a good player, like, you know what I mean? But he's our most important player. You know what I mean? I think that's the thing. And so to go on to what you said, glue guy, like, he holds us together. He does. He leads us. And so, you know, it's not every day that he goes for, you know, 26 points. Obviously, it's career high and running the point guard spot for us. But this was a game tonight where he took what they gave us. He got a lot of the plays started for us. And then a lot of guys drove it, posted it, and got some extra rebounds and things, and that opened up some things for him to get those open threes. But I thought he played a great game tonight. I was teasing him in the locker room, probably career high in turnovers as well with 4 of those. So we didn't clap that up as much as we did the career high in points.
Another key stat, you out-rebound Mercer 34-20.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. You know, we want to be the bullies, right? Like, we want to really impose our will on the offensive glass. We want to do a good job defensively. You know, we gave up 8 offensive rebounds. We weren't great about that. Weren't thrilled about that, rather. And we only got 8 offensive rebounds. But, Chuck, the problem with that is we had 26 turnovers. You can't rebound your turnovers, okay? So you take those and cut them in half. You get 13 more shots. Let's say you make, you know, I don't know, 5 of those. You got an opportunity to rebound some more. But I did like we had 12 assists on 22 made field goals because we were sharing the ball well when we weren't turning it over.
A win is obviously important, but from a game like this, can you pull some things away that you can learn from and move forward with?
Yeah, without question. You know, I don't know a lot about Penn State. I do know that they press. It's a big part of what they do, coming from VCU and their identity. So they're probably, you know, watching the last few minutes of us right there and just licking their chops, saying, "Man, this is gonna be a lot of fun playing Morehead State." So, we gotta correct that. We gotta get that with a great sense of urgency, because, you know, playing games against Big Ten teams, you know, you're not gonna be fortunate enough to walk away with a win if you turn the ball over like we did tonight.
Yeah, you get your third big time Power Five school of the early season on Friday night, Penn State.
Yeah, so we got Penn State, and a little bit later we got Indiana before Christmas, and so I think we're really still in the hunt for that Big Ten South title. We're really working for that. If we can pull this one off, it'll be a great step in the right direction. But, no, great experience for us. And, you know, obviously you continue to get better. And, you know, and that's the thing, right? You had 10 turnovers against the number three team in the country in Purdue, and that was a big bright spot. Then you come out here tonight and you almost tripled that number. Obviously, you know, we're somewhere in between. We got to figure that out and take the good and correct the bad.
I guess just last point, we talked about it in the pregame show. This was a like opponent for you.
Yeah.
Another mid-major, and to get a win over that opponent, I thought was huge.
Without question, you know, and these are the games that, you know, they all matter. They absolutely do. But these are the games that, you know, we really key in on. It's the ones we're expected to win, right? And these are the ones that you have to play well in, right? You know, you can play really well at Purdue and still come out on the wrong side. You can play poorly against Shawnee State and still come out on the right side. These games, you know, you've got to play well in order to win them. And so we didn't play great, but we played well enough to get that win. Had we played great, we wouldn't have learned the lesson that this one's got for us.
All right, Preston, congratulations on the victory. We'll see you later on this week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin. His team wins tonight at home over Mercer 74-66. Back with the final segment of the postgame report in just a moment here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Morehead State wins it over Mercer 74-66. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. Time now to name our MSU star of the game, and an easy pick tonight, Drew Thelwell. Morehead State's guard from Orlando, Florida tonight, a game high, 26 points, hitting some big shots. He also had two assists in the ball game and a steal, and Drew Thelwell is our MSU star of the game. Our next broadcast of Morehead State basketball. The Eagles will be playing on Friday night at Penn State. 7 p.m. is the tip. Pre-game show to start at 6:45. Special thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer, Mr. Ian Corbin, and to my broadcast partner, Drew Barnett. I'm Chuck Mraz. Again, the final from Johnson Arena, Morehead State 74, Mercer 66. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.